much about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
All the ladies at the party, come on and shake your boobies, yeah. Who likes to rock the party?
I like to rock the party.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ah! We got flies all over the place. Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you flies. There's a fly over the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us.
Out of here, flies.
We got 3 flies. 5 flies. Get out of here, you goddamn jackass.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's a real conversation when I hear it. People don't talk like that.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
And now,
man goes to a psychiatrist and nobody talks to me. He says, next.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Tuesday morning.
That was close. Well done.
No.
You can get in on the action by picking up the phone right now and calling us toll-free at 1-800-520-1067. That is the number for the Tuesday edition of Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. We will get right to your calls in a minute. Will, you hang on. We will definitely be helping you coming up in a minute. Hey, this is a crazy story. It is Bean's Death Corner. Do we ever get an intro for Bean's Death Corner, by the way? I think I asked Omar for one. Did we ever come up with one?
I don't know. Let us look while you begin the death story.
It's an all too common story of a van accident that ends up killing somebody, and it happened in the wee hours of yesterday morning.
All right, hold on.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head.
Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
That's fantastic.
I love the impression.
I love that so much. So, tragic van accident in the early morning hours of yesterday. And Psycho Mike, this is going to be a story I'm sure you've heard many times with different bands involved. But it's, you know, it's a bunch of punk rockers, a bunch of metalheads crammed together in a van trying to make their gigs. And they're driving from Eugene, Oregon down to Reno. And a tragic accident happens. Very serious. One guy gets thrown from the van and is killed. His name is Mac Daniels. The only reason I bring this story up, because there's only one dead, which is usually not enough for me, is the two bands in the van involved in the fatal accident were Funeral Pyre and Early Graves.
All right.
Wow.
Now, right. If you're the lead singer of Early Graves, who's the poor guy that got killed, are you asking for it? Are you begging God to take me now?
Because of the name?
That's self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, you're probably in a band called Early Graves, and you're 28 years old. And you get ejected from the car and killed in a traffic accident. Come on.
Because you're not wearing your seatbelt.
Well, I would imagine so, yes. That's usually how you get thrown out. So nice. He was kind of tempting fate more ways than one.
But if you're going to name your band Living Forever, is not really a very good band. You know, band
no,
name.
It's
that's
not
true.
And by the way, Lisa, if you're in Early Graves, you don't get a van with seatbelts. You're in a Ford Econ line from 1981.
You don't get a van with seats.
Yeah, maybe so, right. I mean, I don't know how many people were in the van, but they had they had most of two bands in the van. So you're probably right. They probably pulled everything out that they could just to create more space back there.
Oh, man.
But anyway, bad deal. I mean, it's it's not as ironic as that thing with the spoons and the forks. But still, it's pretty ironic that you're in Early Graves and you're dead. So
right,
that's Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
That's not much of an ending.
No.
No. I think they could work on that.
Doesn't sound very final. All right. We'll take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. It is Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. You get on the air, you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
I had reservations about that story because I was afraid, you know, these are California metal guys. I was afraid Mike might know the guy. I didn't want that to be the way he found out, but
yeah.
It doesn't sound like he did. No. All right, great prize for you here today. 9-time European champions Real Madrid are coming to town this Saturday to play the LA Galaxy. That is going to be at the Rose Bowl, and those are the tickets that you'll get just for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, you can wear your Kaká jersey?
I just may.
Yeah, right. although you're a Galaxy fan, though, yeah, so you'd kind of be rooting against the Galaxy if you did that, I guess.
That's the problem, is I'm a Galaxy fan, so I can't really wear an opposing jersey when they're playing.
Right.
If they're playing somebody else, I would.
But it is the funny. It is the funniest jersey in the world.
It is.
Let's try Will. He actually has a soccer-related question for us here today. Hi, Will. Thanks for hanging on. You're on the air.
What it do, guys?
What's going on?
What it do?
Okay, so I'm putting the soccer team together, and I got everything together, but I'm having trouble coming up with a funny team name, so I wanted to see what Kevin and Psycho Mike specifically could come up with.
What kind of league is this? What age? What?
It's an adult co-ed league.
Ooh, adults. That
All
makes
right.
it easier.
Adult co-ed. Wow. The Pussies. No, just kidding. How about, remember that Will Ferrell movie, Kicking and Screaming?
Yeah.
That's what you want to call it.
Kicking and Screaming.
Yes, Psycho Mike.
In honor of Lindsay, how about the Fire Crotches?
Ooh, I like Fire Crotches. Like
All right. Ambiguous Genitals.
And what?
The Ambiguous Genitals.
This is more like band names. He needs a soccer team.
I know, but
it is
mixed. It's co-ed.
Right.
Yeah.
Ambiguous genitals
does work.
That's kind of good.
That's not bad.
The Blue Waffles.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Yeah, come
don't
on.
Do it.
Nope.
No, don't do it. And don't do the Lemon Party either.
Nope. There are some things you just don't. There are some places you don't want to go, and that's one of them.
The Pimp Cups.
The Pimp Cups is good.
And you can have your own team emblem and stuff, and you could drink water on the sideline or Gatorade with your own Pimp Cups.
Ooh, I like that.
It's an adult league.
Now, you know what I meant.
Forget right. water.
Drinks.
Adult drinks, as they say.
Pimp Cups is funny, and it does allow for some great merchandising. It just seems a little 2007 to me.
You're right.
I think Ambiguous Generals might work. Just because of the co-ed nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could go there. We could go Ambiguous Generals.
All right.
Bit of a mouthful. That's what she said.
And by the way, Psycho Mike met a guy / girl on Loveline the other night who could very definitely play in the Ambiguous Genitals League.
Yeah.
Because he had one of each.
On both teams.
Yeah, he can play on both teams, exactly. Yeah. All right, sir, good luck with that. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Adrian calling with potentially the best news of all time on line two. Adrian, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
Hello.
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 What it do, nephew? Lisa May.
What it do?
Pleasure.
Thank you.
So I was on Paris Hilton last night, and I saw a news story that said that Eva Mendes was going to come out with a sex tape today.
All right, first of all, did you say Perez or Paris? Because if you were on Paris Hilton, that's a whole different story that we'd like to hear more details.
We don't care about Eva Mendes right now.
It was a Hispanic Perez.
Perez, okay.
So Perez Hilton said that there's an Eva Mendes tape.
It will be released today, from what he said.
I don't believe it either
because the internet will have burned down by then if that report was up, and it's still working.
I want to believe it very much. I mean, that would be awesome. But
you got to believe, guys. You got to believe.
Okay. I don't know. All right, look, I hate to be cynical, but she's promoting the other guys right now, the Will Ferrell movie. What better way to get people excited about and talking about Eva Mendes than to leak a rumor that there might be a sex tape? Yeah. I mean, the timing is just too perfect.
No, well, I'm excited.
Good.
Well, look, if we find out it's true, it is going to be the best moment of our lives. So
it is. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you for the tip.
By the way, I clicked on Perez right after he called, and I didn't get to the Ava story, but I did see Katy Perry's Rolling Stone cover of her in a bra and panties on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah. She's.
I don't know if you've seen that yet or not, but it's worth a peep.
Did you guys see the video speaking of Katy Perry for California Girls?
It's softcore.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And not as much as I would have thought, though. You know what I mean? It's like she's in these cartoonish costumes. And
right, but she's still essentially naked for 90% of it, you know?
Yeah, what do you need, Kevin?
More. Maybe he needs more.
Maybe there's two different ones, because to me it was like, I don't know. I was like, hey, how about some girls in bikini tops? Isn't that what this is about?
Yeah.
So maybe I watched the wrong one.
She's in a bikini top in it. Huh. So, all right, let's do one more. We only have time for one. You want to do Derek or you want to do George?
Well, I don't know how we don't do George.
Yeah.
Hey, George.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What it do?
What it do?
Not a whole lot here. I'm actually working right now. But here's what happened. Yesterday, my security guard's actually just hanging out, doing his rounds. And lo and behold, guess what he found?
I don't know. That's a pretty broad question.
He found poop wrapped in paper.
Wrapped in the back. Lisa?
Where was this?
in the back dock because I work at a hotel. And it was just in our loading dock, just like sitting there wrapped in paper.
Wrapped in paper?
Yeah, like somebody just went back there, took a dump, and said, hey, here's a little surprise for you guys.
Well, I just wonder if it was a situation where a guy was working or had some place to be and didn't have time to come inside and look for a bathroom, so figured that was the next best thing.
The fear.
The fear.
You can't control the fear.
It was nice of him to put it in paper for you.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, and it's funny because our security guard actually, he cleaned it up.
Wow, no, that is funny. That's that really brings the story home. All right, thanks a lot for calling, George.
Hang on
for your prize. Have a great time Saturday.
I believe if I am the security guard, I'm calling and I'm saying not in my job description.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get somebody else to pick up the poop in the paper. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
The wild women, the wild women, the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing.
One of our favorite new videos that you can find on the Internet Roundup. Michael Jackson has a new CD, or he's working on it. It's going to be released soon. He's not working on it. I mean, people are working on it.
People are working on it, right. Well, we had heard the report when he died that he had hundreds of tracks laying around unfinished and that there was plenty of material for albums for years to come. And this is the first attempt to cash in for the Christmas season, I guess.
Yeah. Seems shaky, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of songs laying around.
I don't know. I wonder about a guy like that who was so prolific and made so many great albums. It is possible he had tracks left over that were good, but just not right for that project or just good enough to make that album. You know, I mean, I can see some 80s outtakes that might be worth hearing, but I guess we'll have to wait and see what they have.
Yeah. Also, you learned bad news from Facebook. This comes up pretty often because people are not learning that if you change your relationship status to single on your Facebook page and then your wife sees it, I don't know. Maybe she's not going to be thrilled with that.
Yeah.
It is. Facebook is public. So, for the most part, people can read it. I know you could put security, on it, but
They either are failing to do that properly, or they just can't resist. I think that's the other thing. It's like, it doesn't happen to you until it's on Facebook.
Could be. We have a not very smart listener. I got to be honest with you. Louie, Kevin Amin listener is here. He's going to get a tattoo of Ralph's face.
Did he show up already? Is he actually going through with it?
I believe I see the guys from White Lotus here. They're ready to go.
Okay. But I'm not sure. I feel so bad for Lou.
Well, we tried to talk about it, man. We tried everything we could.
We did.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Bean's
flight karma today. Karma is finally coming back to bite Bean in the ass. Yeah. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes. I can't wait for that. Having a pointless conversation and then sitting next to somebody who does it worse, which is hard to believe. Sleep talking man we're going to talk about today. This is a woman who audio taped her husband snoring and sleep talking and put it up online.
He must do it all the time.
And who doesn't that scare you? Like if you sleep talk, wouldn't you be afraid of, because everybody has secrets and stuff they don't really want other people to know.
I've had some splaining to do. I talk in my sleep.
Do you really?
I've absolutely had splaining to do, and most of the time I have no idea what Donna is talking about when she asked me what I was saying and who this person is or that person is or what happened. Because I just don't have any memory of it. I'm not aware of it. It's not – I can't answer it.
I wonder why flies hum in the key of F. Also on today's show, we have Ralph's Video Vault, Piranha. Another great B-movie.
Yeah.
Where a woman is on a surfboard, and there are piranha there, and you can pretty much fill in the holes from there. The holes.
Whoa!
We're also starting a new game called Kanye or Diddy on today's show.
This should be good.
That's coming up as well. And Spencer Pratt is, it looks like, legally being divorced now. Who's to say he lies a lot? But it looks like that's happening.
It really does.
And we have Dodger Day tickets. We're going to play Lick Lisa.
So okay.
Maybe we should change that to Motorboat Cleo. I don't know. We'll figure that out between now and then. But that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:52.
Did you meet listener Louie in the next room, Ralph? The guy who's getting your face tattooed? Okay.
Not yet. I was busy throwing together the Showbiz Beat.
All right. Well, next half hour, we will be introduced to Louis, I guess, and find out if there's one last opportunity we have to talk about getting the tattoo of your face. But that'll be business for next half hour. Right now, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat.
I don't think we should talk him out of it. I think we need to grab him and, like, throw a bag over his head and throw him in the back of a van or something. We need to, like, take some serious measures for his own good, because obviously talking is not going to work with this gentleman. He's got some sort of instability.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Let's get Lightning's pedophile van.
I like it.
And back it up and just throw a pillowcase over the dude's head and just for, you know, for his own good. Duct tape him up and then throw him in a shallow grave.
I mean, shallow grave. I mean, take him home. Have to kill him?
I mean, take him home. Oh, that's what I meant.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Paramount Pictures has announced they have made a deal to turn Justin Bieber's life story into a 3D biopic motion picture.
Nope.
Finally.
That'd be sweet.
The movie will be sprinkled, they say, with performances from his current concert tour, and they project the film will come out February in 2011. Valentine's Day weekend, you know, because he's a sweetheart.
So romantic.
Oh, it's just,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But it'll be 3D.
Yeah.
It might make some money. He's got a lot of fans.
Of course he'll make money.
Because you know who will go?
Bean.
I got Bieber fever.
Speaking of movies, it's been confirmed, read this on therealmcast.com, that Olivia Wilde
Yes.
will be doing a nude scene in the new film Cowboys and Aliens, directed by Jon Favreau.
That'd be sweet.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Actor Adam Beach, who plays Harrison Ford's henchman in the film, shared the details with the website, saying, "We just finished shooting Olivia Wilde naked in front of a bonfire in front of 500 Apache warriors. That was beautiful. You don't get to see what I saw, but you'll get a glimpse."
Oh.
He told the website, "You bastard."
So, Cowboys and Aliens and Tron, both.
Yes.
So
yes.
she's got a table at a sci-fi convention for the rest of her life.
She sure does. Congratulations to James Vanderbeek of Dawson's Creek. He tweeted the good news that he tied the knot with his pregnant girlfriend, Kimberly Brooke, last Sunday. That's sweet. President of the James Vanderbeek fan club said, "He's still alive?" So, not a lot of ripples.
I don't want your life. I don't want your life.
Was that him?
Yeah, that was him. So, was it Fraternity Blues? What the hell was it?
Varsity Blues,
yeah. Charlie Sheen is headed back to rehab. People Magazine reports that he faced the music yesterday in Aspen, Colorado, and those charges when he attacked his wife on Christmas Day with a knife. Here's the thing. You want to talk about fair or unfair. When people say, Lindsay Lohan only went to jail for 13 days. That's not fair. That's not fair. Charlie Sheen's not going to jail for no days.
Does that mean he's going for all days?
No.
Oh.
Sorry about the double negative.
All right.
He is got a 30-day sentence, then it was suspended.
Okay.
So all he has to do is 30 days in rehab and some probation and some 36 hours of domestic violence counseling, and he's done.
All right.
That's light. I mean, Lindsay Lohan, say what you will, she did screw her probation and all that kind of good stuff. But she didn't put a knife to anybody's throat, to the best of my knowledge.
Wasn't that all shaky, though, in that his wife was drunk, and she took it back.
Look, I'm not saying she deserved it, Kevin. You're right. She absolutely deserved it. No, I know what you're saying. She deserved it, and you're right.
That's not what I'm saying. There was some weirdness
with that
story.
He put a knife to a bitch's throat on TV.
No,
it didn't happen.
Oh.
Anyway. He has led a charmed life, yes. Charlie Sheen.
He wasn't on Charmed. He's on Two and a Half Men. Jesus, will you people get your story straight?
Wow.
And Brad Pitt, congratulations to Mr. Brad Pitt. He just nabbed the honor of most admired man in showbiz. It was a poll taken in the UK, and he was listed, according to Men in England, that he was the most admired man in show business. Second, of course, because it's England, was David Beckham, who's not really in showbiz.
Hmm.
He should be the most admired man in not show up to play biz. Ouch, I got a hangnail. I'm going to sit on the bench biz. That's what business he should
be. I'm going to watch the World Cup at home like all my fellow countrymen instead of playing. Hey, Kevin, you're gay for all things soccer. What did ever ended up happening with the David Beckham affair rumors? Did he cheat on Posh or not?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that story.
All right.
Sorry.
Good stuff.
Fairly widely. I was just wondering. I was trying to figure out how he ended up at the top of the list because Brad Pitt, incredibly clean. You know, a guy who's just above the fray and, you know, no dirt on him. I was wondering if Beckham was viewed the same way over there.
I don't think they care as long as you can play soccer well.
Yeah. Remember when he used to play soccer?
Yeah.
He was good.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Speaking of England, Susan Boyle, of course.
Hot.
Became a star with Britain's Got Talent.
she was the biggest thing on the internet for a short time, and her album was wildly successful. Here's the thing. She is a nutcase.
Good.
And so she lives on about $800 a week. Lives in the same home that she lived in when she was discovered on Britain's Got Talent. She puts all of her, the rest of her money into an interest-bearing savings account. She says, this is the math. If her career goes along as it has, and she continues to live the way she does, in 11 years, she will have a $60 million bank account.
Oh, my God.
What?
What is she going to need? In 11 years, she'll be so close to death.
But she's only 49 years old.
She looks 80.
Yeah, I know.
She's 49 going on death.
But she will be 60 years old and will have $60 million in the bank. If
that
she
may be more than she needs.
Path.
Wow.
How much cat food can she buy? Really?
And she'd have to share it with anybody either, by the way. She had the number two best-selling album of 2009. I know. Susan Boyle did.
Wildly successful.
Yeah.
So there you go. And speaking of wildly successful, this is going to upset Omar, so let's keep a hushed tone about it.
Shh.
Glee news. I have some Glee news.
All right.
Okay. Fox show creator Ryan Murphy said he thought it was a prank when he got a letter the other day from a gentleman who asked to have his songs used in a future episode of Glee. That gentleman was former Beatle Paul McCartney. Said he's a huge fan of Glee, and he would like to see his music on that show, and he has given them permission to use it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Hasn't he been super, super protective of that?
He is very stingy when it comes to people using his music. Well, I told you a story about Dinner for Schmucks, where they wanted to open the movie with the song Fool in the Hill by the Beatles. And they finally relented and gave them permission and charged them the tidy sum of $1.5 million for the use of that song.
Wow.
So McCartney said, love the show. Would love to hear some of my music on air. Feel free.
For free.
I don't know how much it's going to cost, but apparently it's not nearly what
it's
they
doable.
Charge. Yeah, yeah, with other people. So, still, just to get the permission alone would be a big deal.
Yeah.
So Omar will be very happy about that.
So now Kevin has a reason to hate Glee also. There'll be Beatles songs at it.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actor Martin Sheen must be very proud of his son today, that he's not going to jail. He is 70 years old today. Movie director John Landis is 60. Actor John C. McGinley, so good on Scrubs for all those years. He is 51. James Hetfield of Metallica celebrates his 47th birthday. Spinderella of Salt and Pepper turns 39 years old today. And actress Evangeline Lilly. Oh,
yes.
Kate from Lost.
Yes.
She's 31 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And by the way, coming up just after the news, we have a brand new Linkin Park song.
What?
Called The Catalyst.
Because there's a rapist in Linkin Park?
Nope.
No?
That's a whole different thing.
Oh, different story?
That's coming up right after the news on the Kevin and Bean.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Linkin Park.
No. Okay. Yep. I think he sounds
confused.
Think it's
the drummer.
That is new Linkin Park here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Just came out yesterday. It is called The Catalyst. Upcoming album is A Thousand Suns. That is going to be out on September the 14th, by the way. You can also see The Catalyst as the music for the, what's the video game? The Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor, yes. They're using The Catalyst for, too. Great, great song. New sound for Linkin Park, by the way, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Love
and
that.
And go to the top of kevinandbean.com and see a video with Brad and Mike. They stopped by the station yesterday and talked a little bit about what we can expect from A Thousand Suns. If you want to check all that out, it's at kevinandbean.com.
All right, let's talk about Bean and how much he tortures us all.
Yes.
Shall we?
Yes.
Okay.
Bean has Asperger's.
Yes.
And he is constantly, it's a one-man show. He just spends the entire day talking about things that are interesting to him.
Well, he's got no filter.
No.
He's got no social filter, and he's got no that's not effing interesting filter.
I don't think he cares. Even if he knew it wasn't interesting, I think he'd still bring it. But why don't you tell us about who you sat by on a plane, Bean?
Tell us about your flight to Los Angeles, Bean.
Ralph was giddy when I told him the story at
greatest
the Dinner for Schmucks party the other night.
Greatest story.
I walked up to Ralph, and I didn't see the irony that he would extrapolate from the story as I was starting to tell him to him. But he was like, hey, how's your flight? And I said, wow, funny you should ask. I sat next to this woman who would not shut up.
Oh, that's
And I see the smile start to go across Ralph's face.
Right.
And I said, seriously, no matter what I said or did, she continued to tell me pointless things for the whole flight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Really?
She was talking about pointless things that you didn't care about?
How annoying must that be?
Wow.
It was awful. So, you know, you're on an airplane and you have the series of things that you try to discourage conversation from a passenger. I think we've all been there. And, you know, you pull out a book and you make it obvious that you're reading. You do the body language where you kind of turn your, you know, turn. I was sitting on the aisle, so I kind of turned toward the aisle away from her so it didn't look like I was intentionally engaging her.
Did you know that peanuts were first served on airplanes in 1965?
Did she sound like Bean?
Then I pulled up, pulled out the iPod and put those in. And by the way, isn't the iPod, I mean, isn't that slamming the door shut on, hey, I'm interested in having a conversation with you? Wouldn't that be the biggest possible clue in the world?
Do you realize that the air in here is circulated completely once every 3.7 hours?
Yeah. To me, if somebody pulled out an iPod and put on headphones, you go, well, all right, they don't want to talk at all.
Right.
Right. There's no room for misinterpretation if you've got earphones on and on both ears.
But you're taking for granted that somebody like that, that would say a bunch of meaningless things, cares about the signs that other people are giving off.
Yeah. That notices social clues that most other people would notice.
Like, shut the F up.
Right.
They will usually ignore that one.
So at first, of course, you don't want to be rude. So at first, you at least acknowledge, even though you don't, you know, I didn't talk back. I didn't answer her questions or I didn't participate in the conversation. At first, I would at least nod or uh-huh or something like that.
Right.
Because you feel super rude if somebody says something to you and it's just kind of hanging there and you don't say anything.
Really? Yeah. Did you make some kind of a personal rule where you wouldn't respond to her so that she wouldn't be encouraged?
Yes,
you
would
not engage her?
Huh, okay.
Yes.
To encourage that sort of behavior?
All right.
That's exactly. But then after a while, I just was stone cold silence. At some point, I just had to pretend that I didn't hear her anymore.
Right.
Did you know that both Orville and Wilbur Wright were deaf in one ear?
It was a 2-hour flight that seemed like 4.
Really?
It's unbelievable how slowly time moves when you're just being jackhammered with useless facts, one right after another. You can't do anything. There's no way to get away from it.
Yeah. Torture, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's rough.
Worse.
Uh-huh. That is rough. Man. If any of us knew what that felt like, we could have empathy, but...
Well, I know you probably can't put yourself in my shoes. You can't know what it was like for me to be surrounded by somebody like that. But for some reason, Ralph thought it was funny.
Did you know that geese not only fly in a V formation, some fly in a Q?
If this were true justice, you would still be on that plane.
Yeah.
You would have been sent like over London and around the world. And you'd stop and then keep going. You'd refuel.
Welcome to hell, because that's what's going to happen when you die. That's where you're going. That you next to that woman in a plane.
If it were true justice, I'd have to wake up every morning and drive into work and sit next to that woman.
No. She'd have to sit next to you at work. All day.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And she would have to give you that same conversation. And boy, is it annoying when they won't take hints, huh?
Yeah, it sure is.
Woo! Did you learn an important lesson, Bean, by any chance?
I learned that she had some pretty good facts. I need to look those up when I get home. Wrong lesson?
Yeah.
Well, we were thinking of the lesson.
You.
That's what we were thinking, because you do that to us on a daily basis.
What?
So to us, we all thought, hey, maybe Bean gets it now. Maybe
I didn't
this
see
is,
what you guys were even getting at.
Maybe this is what actually had to clarify it
the
for him.
Wake
which is,
up call, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's sitting next to a woman that is him, and that's how he treats us. So now he gets it finally. And we'll stop treating us that way.
Oh, well, it's very different with us.
Did you know that airplane blankets sometimes have traces of anthrax?
Oh, this is sweet justice. But it's only the first step of sweet justice. I mean, you deserve every flight for the rest of your life to be with that woman. You get that, right?
Well, we'll see what happens.
But you get that you deserve that.
I don't know that if I would say that.
What a wasted opportunity that was for him to just learn something.
Lesson not learned.
Wow, that's a bummer. All right, well, I guess we got another. Oops, I was going to do thanks for that info, Bean, but we had the wrong one up. Yep. I guess we still got a lot more of that in our future.
We got to send someone else.
Bean did
next
not
time.
Learn the lesson that
someone better.
Some people talk about stuff other people don't care about, and it doesn't matter if they don't care about it and they put on a headphone. So, all right, good.
Oh, Kevin and Bean, Lister Louie, what are we going to do with you? You're losing your mind. You're getting a Ralph Garman tattoo.
It's the greatest day ever.
Louie, we tried to talk you out of this, dude. We tried. We said don't do it.
Well, emphasis on the try.
Yeah, we failed is what we did.
You can go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com right now, and you'll see not only Louie's smiling face, you'll see Chris from White Lotus Tattoo from Laguna Niguel, who joins us in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show as well, and they're going to make some magic here today. Now, Ralph, you of all people, I mean, even though it's a tremendous honor for you that Louie admires your work so much on the program, you were the first one to say, please don't, right?
Yeah, it's madness is what it is. It's ridiculous.
Well, it does fit perfectly in with his other tattoos, so I think that's good. Yeah, that's a positive.
Che Guevara and Zapata?
Yeah.
You mean?
Tell and other Garmin. People. And Marley, by the way, on his other leg. So, really a strange
mix. Marley and me? The dog?
Yes. Ridiculous. How crazy is that? So anyway, Louis wrote to us. He said he thinks that Ralph is the comedy glue that holds this show together. We couldn't agree more. But you want to get his face tattooed on you.
Now I'm the comedy glue that's going to be glued to your leg for the rest of your life.
That's right. Forever and ever. I'm telling you, it's the greatest day ever.
Here's the thing. You're wearing a really cool T-shirt. You got the original logo from the Batman TV series on your T-shirt.
Yep. Just
that's something to worth getting tattooed on your
there
body.
You go.
Get that
that's
tattooed
forever.
On your body.
That's
something I can respect.
Ralph, just have sex with him now. Maybe he won't get the tattoo.
Well, so, if that's the case, then go ahead and get the tattoo. if that's what the trade-off has to be. Go nuts.
The official artist of the Kevin and Bean Show, our friend Paul Lee.
Hey!
Thank you. Wow, where's Psycho Mike when we need him?
Where's he at the room?
He's not here.
He leaves the room, you know, when we're doing the show.
Describe the drawing that he did of you, Ralph, that is going to be on Louis' leg here.
That's funny. The drawing he has of me, it's my face in profile screaming, and then there is a cartoon comic book dialogue balloon coming out, and inside it are the words, "Damn you, Shark the Punch!" And it's funny, now, I recognize that drawing because Paul put me in one of his comic books a few years back.
Paul Lee, right.
Oh, he put me in a Green Arrow comic book, and I played an angry firefighter, and I recognize that face from that panel, from that comic book. So it's well-versed.
By now, Chris, also known to say that occasionally.
So. Damn you, Shark the Punch.
Chris, let me ask you this. Is the plan to – you're basing your tattoo work here today off of Paul's drawing. Is the plan to kind of make it match the gentleman's other tattoos, or is it going to stand out like a sore thumb compared to the previous type of artwork?
I think regardless of how I do it, it's going to stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think there's any say in the matter.
But they are different in styles. The Zapata and Che Guevara look very sort of like historical portraiture.
Okay.
And mine is more of a goofy cartoon.
Kind of cartoonish. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to see a bad decision happening, unfolding before your very eyes live, we have figured out a way today to make this work for you. We get a lot of requests. Hey, when you guys do cool stuff, why don't you Ustream? And today we're going to do it. Today at kevinandbean.com. In fact, it's up right now. You can click on the link to see the little bed that the guys are going to be jumping into. Louis and Chris are going to be jumping into this little bed here.
They're jumping into bed?
What?
This is getting weirder and weirder.
Better than I thought.
Tattooing just got gay.
You could
just got gay, right?
Just today. Just now.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
You can go to kevinandbean.com right now and you can actually watch the tattoo as it is put on. If you've always been curious about the process or want to see how long it takes or want to see, you know, what it takes to take shape, you can actually see it live this morning online, which is, I think, pretty cool. And then, by the way, let's keep the Ustream camera up because we're talking about motorboating Miss Cleo later, too. So maybe we get, it's a double feature today.
Awesome.
That's possible. Right. All right, so last chance. No? They already outlined it.
Nope.
I know, but it's probably not. Is it too late already or no?
Oh, no, no. That's
not
just
too late.
The pattern. We could,
that comes
we
off, right?
Just the pattern. We could take that right back off.
Wipe it off.
No, I'm eager to get started. Let's
Louis,
do it.
Louis, this is a big mistake.
Louis.
Do you have loved ones? Do you have a family or friends?
Oh, yeah, I got family, but they
don't wake up this early. It's that you might see them at some point in the future, and they might see the tattoo. It's not that they'll hear it.
Yeah, but I'll be wearing pants, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
He's going to have to wear pants the rest of his life.
Yeah, really. Wow. He's wearing leggings like a 1980s aerobics instructor.
Louis did just win himself a free ticket to the Sharktopus movie premiere when we do that later this year, though, Ralph. I mean, clearly anyone who has a Sharktopus tattoo gets it free, right?
Hell no. Screw him.
although Louis can wear pants into the ocean, so it won't stand out. That won't be a problem, right? It's a Mexican joke. All right,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The tattoo is about to begin.
Chris, how long is this going to take?
I don't know, maybe an hour. Hour at most.
Okay.
I think it should be pretty quick.
Okay, Chris from White Lotus Tattoo. You can go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Right now, you can just click on the Ustream link and you can watch the tattoo unfolding live.
Now, it's not going to be a flurry of action.
No, it's just going to be, You'll probably be looking at the top of my head and
right,
drawing.
A,
and
a guy with a needle and some ink.
Yeah, it's...
And a leg. Right.
It's not quite as exciting as it is
well,
on TV.
And
damn you, Shaktopus!
Damn you! And that as well, yeah.
Scusi! You can go to KevinBean.com and watch the tattoo being applied right now. Ralph Garman on a listener's leg. By the way, how much do we have to pay Chris from White Lotus to make Ralph black in the tattoo? Would that be so awesome?
That would be great.
Put an afro on him. Tattoo would hurt a little bit more, I guess, if you had to color the face, but oh well. Anyway, you can check it out, dude. It's happening live here today on the Kevin and Bean Show. I talk in my sleep. I'm one of those people who talks, doesn't remember anything about it, and in the times that Donna has asked me questions about it, I never have any idea what the heck she's talking about, and I'm grateful that that explanation flies, and I do not have a lot of explaining to do.
Right.
Because who knows what goes on in your head when you're sleeping, right?
Well, I guess that some people remember very clearly what went on while they slept or what dreams and stuff like that.
They remember dreams, but do they remember what they say, though?
I don't know.
That's the thing. And usually, I mean, I'm surprised Donna hears me at all because she's crying herself to sleep every night.
Sure.
I don't know how she has time to even hear what I'm talking about. But there is a fascinating website called Sleep Talking Man. It's a blog, actually, sleeptalkingman.blogspot.com, where a man's every word throughout the night is being chronicled by his wife. Now, I think that makes her evil, but let's find out what their story is, because we've got Karen and Adam on the line with us, I think from Britain right now, here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Very well, thanks.
Thanks a lot for joining us here in America. We appreciate it. Karen, how are you not evil for doing this to your poor husband, Adam? Let the man sleep in peace.
Well, the thing is, he actually gets to sleep in peace. I'm the one that gets woken up all night long by his dogging.
Good point. Yeah.
So at what point did you decide to start recording it?
So first I started, he only started, as far as we know, he only started sleep talking about a year and a half ago. So for a while, I would just sort of giggle to myself and write everything down and keep a log and share it with all our family and friends.
Excellent.
And then in October, I put up the blog for my own amusement and as another way to share it. And about a month later, I actually got the recorder because it was an incredible amount of pressure trying to pop open the computer as soon as he started talking and typing. And then as soon as I would start typing, he'd start incorporating the sound of the typing into his sleep talking.
Oh, cool.
So he'd be he'd suddenly be getting a round of applause or there'd be horses in the room or something. So I got the recorder to take the pressure off.
Crazy. Now, Adam, are you like me in that you don't have any memory whatsoever of what you, even if you remember dreams, you don't remember whatever it was you said out loud?
Oh, I have no recollection whatsoever of anything that's happened during the night. Very rarely do I get to remember any dreams.
Okay.
So when it comes to sleep talking, there is absolutely nothing I can remember.
Now, are you happy that she does this? Are you angry that she does this? Because Bean described her as bad. I describe her as the citizen of the day. I mean, she, to me, is my hero.
Well, I certainly wouldn't describe her as evil. I mean, when this all first started, I was getting a bit of stick from her family and friends for sleep talking, and I've had a bit. Yeah, it was okay. You know, a few people sharing this with us. But when the whole thing went viral, at first I was pretty self conscious. But I think Karen really showed me just to have fun with it and just to enjoy, you know, the randomness of what I'm saying at night. And since then, I've been absolutely loving it.
And by the way, the randomness is exactly right, Adam. If you look at this blog, you can't believe how crazy some of the stuff is that you're talking about that must have no relation whatsoever to what's going on in your real life, right?
I'd hope not, really. I mean, I don't have any escape goats or vampire penguins or zombie guinea pigs hanging around in my wardrobe, really. This is completely random.
But Karen, isn't there some point where if your husband says, quote, "It's amazing how you can smell so bad but still be alive," I mean, don't you go, "Hey, are you talking about me?"
You know, people ask that, and our fans, like, there was a point where fans would send emails or put up comments and say, "Oh, Karen, are you okay about this thing that he said?" It's honestly, our relationship is so wonderful, and we adore each other so much. It's never for a moment crossed my mind that he's actually, you know, giving away some secret terrible feelings he has for me. I find every single thing he says totally hilarious, and I never have any bad feelings.
So what, you call me fat? I'll forget you even exist the next time I see a donut.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
This is all well and good, Karen, until you find out he's really having an affair with Princess Birdfish Monkey Face.
Oh, I love that one. He just said that one last night, and I just, what can you possibly say about that?
Here's a little bit of the audio of that one, and it's a bizarre one.
"That's the most stunning thing in the world.
Most stunning thing in the world.
Already. You turd. Princess Birdfish Monkey Face. She's beautiful. Beautiful.
Princess Birdfish Monkey Face is beautiful. What if he's in love with somebody else and that's her name?
Adam, any idea where that came from?
I hate this. I really wouldn't wish to begin scraping through my psyche to work out that one. That's just wrong.
Great really. Mountains of cheese we must climb and eat and make sandwiches all the way to the top.
Karen, do you ever, because I know this happens in my house, is there ever a point where your husband is speaking too much and you just have to get up and go sleep in another room?
No, never. I never, ever, ever tire or feel annoyed by his sleep talking. It just never gets old for me.
You're a saint, so you find you it are. Funny every time.
Yeah, I sit there with my hand clamped over my mouth trying to laugh, not to laugh every single time.
Well, it is hilarious, and it is a very, very funny blog, and I'm sure that it has taken off, and you probably hear from people all over the world. So let me give out the address again. It is Sleep Talkin' Man, and by the way, that's talking, not talking. SleepTalkinMan.blog. And that is Karen and Adam who are doing the good work. And is there any way you're going to make some any money off of this? You selling Sleep Talking Man T-shirts or anything like that, guys?
Yeah, we have. Eventually, people started really asking to have some of the quotes on T-shirts, so we do that.
Awesome. Here's another quick audio, and then we'll say goodbye. But we have to squeeze this one in.
I thought about quitting. I also thought about driving my fist through your skull. Ooh. Not sure which I'll do first.
I thought about quitting. I also thought about driving my fist through your skull. Not sure which I'll do first.
My God.
Ouch.
Sounds to me like this is you're cataloging this for the court case when you eventually die.
I just want to say, for the record, I do love my job. And if my bosses are listening, no, I don't want to quit.
Okay.
All right. Exactly. All right. Good luck with the Vampire Penguins. Karen, Adam, thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show today. We enjoyed talking
to you.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. And don't forget to listen all week for a two-day pass to Epicenter 2010. That, of course, is September 25th and 26th at the Auto Club Speedway.
Awesome.
Plus, you get on the standby boarding list to see Blink-182. Oh, I don't know, in Italy.
Oh, what? Wow.
Dude.
That's too much, right? That's overkill.
Yeah. Are they going to be on vacation in Italy and you just get to see them, like, walking the streets in a piazza or something?
I think you get to tour with Mike Piazza, yes.
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh. So anyway, that's happening all week here on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 6:54.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. It's Tattoo Tuesday, don't you know? You can go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com right now, and you can watch Kevin and Bean listener Louie. Actually, Ralph Garman listener. He suffers through the Kevin and Bean Show to get to Ralph's bits. You can watch him getting a Damn You Sharktopus tattoo live online right now if you'd like to see the thrilling conclusion of that. And our buddy Chris from White Lotus doing an unbelievable job on this tattoo, by the way. I don't know that I've ever spent so much time watching a guy get inked. Really impressive.
I'm just thinking I'm going to have to take a shot of that and send it over to Sci-Fi. There's a couple extra bucks in it for me. If I can inspire the kind of loyalty that people will get Sharktopus tattooed on their body.
Advertising.
Right. Think, you know, a couple bucks for daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Time for the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph.
Charlie Sheen was in court yesterday to face the music in Aspen, Colorado. He pled guilty to misdemeanor assault. It was part of a plea bargain where they dropped a felony charge of assault and another misdemeanor. And so his sentence was 30 days in jail, which was then suspended. And the judge said he's got to complete a 30-day stint in rehab, 3 months of probation, and then 36 hours of domestic violence counseling. So I think 30 days will fix him.
Sure.
He'll clean right up.
Sure.
And he'll get back on the set with the fat kid and the other guy and make another $22 million a minute or whatever he's making over there.
I don't know if their plan was for this show, 2.5 Men, to stay on so long, but isn't that kid like 20 now? I mean, at what point is it? Does it not make any sense to have him be the half man?
What are you guys doing? We're having sex. I mean, you had sex last week, remember? You're in college now. But I'm hungry. Yeah, it's kind of hard for that guy. We need to bring Cousin Oliver onto that show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn Sigler, apparently he's outgrown Mark Sanchez of the New York Jets.
Yes.
They have split up.
Woo!
What? Here's the waiver. Why Psycho woo? Mike, because he has a shot at Mark Sanchez.
He has a crush on him.
Yeah. Rumor has it there was a problem when a difference of their age. He's 23 and wanted to party all the time. She's 29. Apparently, he's looking to settle down. Mark Sanchez apparently made Jamie Lynn Sigler unhappy, so So her dad went out to the duck feeder, got some cash out, hired a guy to whack him 22 back of the head. Sent Big Pussy
that's
over
not,
there.
No,
threw his body in the East River.
You're referring to her old TV show, The Sopranos. That it didn't happen like that in real life, though.
Then went down to Vesuvio's, had a nice plate of macaroni and gravy. You know what I'm saying?
That was just the TV show.
I don't think so. Is Mike the Situation Sorrentino headed down a bad path? Yeah. But it's worse than we possibly ever could have imagined. Life and Style magazine says that the Situation has a bit of a substance abuse problem.
Uh-oh.
He's partying way too hard, say friends and family, and he's surrounded himself with enablers. Word is, the people that love him have tried to step in for an intervention, but he's in complete denial. And he banned them from chicken cutlet night.
Oh. You were excluded from the surf and turf night. You were excluded from ravioli night. You were excluded from chicken cutlet night.
Yeah.
That's why people don't want to tell them the truth.
Because you don't want to be excluded from chicken cutlet night.
That's right.
Those are good cutlets.
It's a good night.
Just give him another eight ball, as long as he keeps...
What did you do?
Give that guy another eight ball, too. Here's a funny story about Ashton Kutcher, which rarely happens. The words funny and Ashton Kutcher are rarely in the same sentence.
Yeah.
He is comedy repellent, you're right.
I found this interesting. Star Magazine reports that Ashton Kutcher got into a little fender bender the other day. He got out and he was ticked off because he thought it was the other people's fault. The other people in the other car just started laughing hysterically. They got it, ha ha, wink wink, we know. You're punking us.
Right.
No, it's really an accident, and you really damaged my... Sure we did, Ashton.
Okay.
Apparently the people he accident would not believe it was actually an accident. They believed that Kutcher was setting them up for a new punked series.
Where are the cameras?
How funny is that?
That's funny.
They wouldn't
funny.
Believe it was actually happening because it was Ashton Kutcher.
I like it.
And then they drove off, I hope.
And he was incensed and could not get them to believe that they were not being punked, but in fact they were part of a real accident. Isn't that great?
I still can't believe that he's really married to Demi Moore. I still feel like that's the great reveal that's yet to happen.
Yeah.
How is that? How would that be possible?
And speaking of reality television, this is going to be awesome. Daily Variety announces that four of the former Baywatch babes are going to be living together in a beach house in a new reality show called Back to the Bay.
All right.
It'll be updating their lives since the series ended. Tracy Bingham, Nicole Eggert, Donna Derrico, and Gina Lee Nolan will all be living together in a beach house.
Good batch.
Trying to run their lives.
Better batch 15 years ago, but good batch.
This is back to the bay. This is the bay is backed up. That's what this looks like. That's what this is. That's that smell. Yeah, you know what? These girls are not in their prime. Apparently, the premise is Tracy is running a dating service with herself as the first client.
Oh, that's crazy.
Nicole has a 12-year-old daughter and is working on her exercise video. Donna Derrico wants to climb Mount Ararat in search of Noah's Ark.
What?
And Gina Lee has had her third child and is writing a book about postpartum depression. This will be an entertaining program, I guarantee
that is,
you.
That is sexy. That Gina Lee plot line.
Can't we just
that's going to get me to tune in.
Can we move Vern Troyer in and Ron Jeremy and just call it a day? They could be the wacky next-door neighbors. Today's celebrity birthdays. Martin Sheen is 70 years old today. Lifestyle guru Martha Stewart turned 69. Are you a Martha Stewart fan, Lisa?
I'm not.
No?
Actually.
I know she's wildly popular, but I can't find one woman that watches her show or follows anything that she does. So it must not be our people who are following Martha making her a millionaire. She's 69 years old today. Legendary movie director John Landis. Not only gave us Animal House, which would be enough. You could just do that movie, boom, and you're already in the canons of film lore.
That's it, I win.
But then you crank out the Blues Brothers, and then you you whip up something called American Werewolf in London, and then you direct a thriller video.
Sure.
And then you do Twilight Zone the movie, and you get that dude killed with a helicopter. That's all cool stuff, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, good work, John Landis. You're 60. John C. McGinley is 51. James Hetfield of Metallica turns 47. Spinderella of Salt and Peppa is 39 years old today. Quarterback for the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, is 33 years old. Pox on you. And Evangeline Lilly turns 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. By the way, this Saturday night, we are taking over Dodger Stadium, Kevin and Bean's annual Dodger Day against the Nationals. Go to kevinandbean.com for all the details. We finally have all the information up there. Maybe we should have had up yesterday about how even if you don't win tickets from us this week on the air, you can still join us. You can still buy tickets in our section, and I believe they're only $12. So
and you can throw out the first pitch. So that's good.
Actually, that's going to be you, Kevin.
Yeah.
You you're having a web redemption this Saturday night. You're going to get the opportunity to now throw one, I don't know, that makes it all the way to the catcher. So
it
we'll
may
give you
have
chance.
Bounced, but in my defense, I was afraid of hurting him. Because if I had
bring
the heat,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You pull back.
You break the guy's hand, and then, oh, everyone hates you.
You didn't want to put another catcher in the hospital with your fastball.
Right.
Well, there was no danger of that. But anyway, all the details, if you want to join us for Kevin Amin Dodger Day, are going to be at kevinamin.com, and we'll have tickets that you can win, I believe, coming up next hour.
We've done this many, many different times, but it doesn't seem like it's enough. Facebook. All right, everybody's on it. Great.
Yeah.
You put up pictures. Great. You're having fun. You got a lot of friends. You know, oh, you're posted on the wall. Everything's going well until somebody puts up pictures that you don't want put up. Now, here's the thing. Yes, you might have some privacy settings on your Facebook page. But not everybody does, and other people might put up pictures that you don't want put up. And we've seen story after story where people got fired, they found out they were getting divorced because the dude changes, you know, his status to single, and then she goes on Facebook, she goes, really, single? That's how she finds out.
Yeah, yeah.
What are people thinking when they, I would love to talk to someone who did that, thinking what, that... that person would not find out, they get around to telling them, or is this just their BS way of telling them?
I don't know. I imagine that they have certain privacy, you know, settings, and they think that it'll never be found out. But then when you let a friend in,
that friend might
spill the beans. So it's not, I mean, let's face it. If you put something on Facebook or on the internet, these days, you pretty much just have to just take for granted it's out there.
Yes.
And everybody's going to see it, regardless of the target. Right. Lisa, my niece, by the way, changed her status to single a couple of weeks ago just because she wanted to let her boyfriend know how seriously pissed off she was and how she was going to break up with him. So she did it on purpose. She wanted him to see it.
But why wouldn't she just break up with him?
What a weak way of doing it.
Because she thought it would hurt more if it were public. That's why.
Wow, nice. Well, here's the story of a dude who is not very smart. And it's not his Facebook page, but it is his second wife's Facebook page.
And you don't mean...
Current wife.
Right.
He's married
to both. He's married to one woman. And then he got married to another woman. And he didn't put the pictures up on Facebook, but wife number two did. And here's the story from that.
For this local woman, we'll call her Megan, a click around Facebook is painful at best.
Because it's disturbing to see my husband and my children.
Her kids! There are pictures of her kids at the wedding.
Oh, my.
Essentially in a double life with another woman.
Megan's husband, who swept her away in their own magical wedding in Italy just 5 years ago, secretly then met another woman in Florida. And when Megan's relatives got a tip about that woman's Facebook page, Megan watched helplessly on Facebook for weeks. Megan saw vivid images of a lavish storybook wedding for wife number two.
Now,
oh my God.
Why is wife number two so stupid? Did she not know about?
She didn't.
Yes, she didn't know about wife number one. That's why.
Well, then why is the dude so stupid? That he didn't think maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe all of these pictures that are getting taken are going to get out.
Maybe he couldn't figure out a way to tell her not to do it. I mean, what's your excuse?
Yeah, how would you? How would you say, honey, don't put any pictures from our wedding and ceremony up on Facebook for your friends?
Because my wife might see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really say that. And by the way, he also probably thought, look, the guys are a retard. There's no question that he screwed up here.
Right.
But he probably also thought that the circle of friends with the family in Ohio and the family in Florida didn't have anything in common except for him.
Right.
Right.
So maybe there's a way they could exist on the internet without, group A seeing group B.
Right. And what we're saying is don't take that for granted.
He was wrong, clearly.
Here's a little more.
Someone that went to the wedding posted all the pictures from the wedding, about 200 pictures from the wedding.
Pictures that tore Megan's heart, but that she can now use as she seeks a divorce.
Ah.
It's evidence like this is often used in court. Thanks to Facebook.
Because it's on Facebook doesn't make it right.
Well, I think we know that.
I don't even know what that means.
Hold on. I thought I had my handle on this story
here
until
then. Let me try that again.
Because it's on Facebook doesn't make it right.
Okay, so she thinks that if her husband gets married again, but it's on Facebook, that he's saying, hey, it's cool if it's on Facebook. Right? Like, that's my defense.
I don't know what he's
thinking. That's my defense.
That's very confusing.
It's really bizarre.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Kevin, when you said, if it's on Facebook or anywhere online, assume that everyone can see it. I mean, that is really the rule of thumb, right? In this case, you know, this is a perfect example of how it it backfired, went very wrong for that couple. But we need to hear from you, the Kevin and Bean listener, who have heard bad news, found out bad news just by going to somebody's Facebook page, and that was where you discovered it.
And always remember,
because it's on Facebook doesn't make it right.
Because that's
1-800-520-1067. Bad Facebook surprises. That is the topic. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin and Bean. First of all, just because it's on Facebook doesn't mean it's right. First of all,
because it's on Facebook doesn't make it right.
Second of all, Ralph joins us with the video vault minutes away. Plus, we'll catch up with Kevin and Bean listener Louie, who had a Ralph Garman tattoo added to his menagerie today on his leg. So we'll find out how that's going in just a couple minutes. We're talking about Facebook disasters. You found out something on Facebook. It was bad news. Maybe the other person thought it was private, but bad surprise for you. Let's start with Melissa. She is on line 8 at 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Melissa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hey, so I was dating this guy for about 3 months, and just one day I stopped hearing from him. So I was hearing from him every day. So then I, you know, I look at Facebook, and I'm like, okay, he's still around. And a week went by, and then he deleted his account. So I see we're not friends, and then months later, after not hearing from this guy at all.
But wait, let me just clarify. At this point, you're moving on to as well, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, like, at this point, you know, I just check Facebook. He's still gone. And then one day he just shows up on my Facebook that we're friends. So I, like, click him. Like, well, what was that about? It turns out he eloped with his baby mama. And there were pictures of their wedding, like, on the day that I stopped hearing from him. And, I mean, that was that. And no one I knew, he moved to Arkansas. And it was just like, wow.
Man, he must have hated you.
You are a terrible girlfriend.
You know what I mean? Like, you must have sucked.
You drove him to Arkansas. How bad a girlfriend do you have to be to make that happen?
I mean, I didn't even know he was talking to her. I had no idea. Like, it was, I don't know.
That's great.
It's just easier to disappear sometimes.
Yeah, but exactly. But then he showed back up on your Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
So like, bizarre.
He had just canceled the account, and because they thought, oh, he deleted his Facebook, but now you can cancel your account and
right.
come back to it at another time.
Right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and so he just pops up like we're friends.
Got it. Got that.
Good times.
I mean,
well, here's what you need to remember.
Because it's on Facebook doesn't make it right.
All right.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk to Steve on line 2. A tragic, tragic story. Facebook disasters on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Steve. What happened?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Listen, mate. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
So, this is the story here. My wife, we were together for 4 years before we got married. We're married for 2. I was in my second tour in Iraq.
Uh-oh.
And jump on the laptop. And I see my wife on a different page, not even her name, not even any of her friends. It's just totally under a different name. And she's there with this baby, and I read into it a little more, and it turns out this is her baby, not mine.
Oh, my God. So wait, so you're wearing the uniform off Saving America, and you check in, and you find your wife under a different name on a Facebook page with a baby that's not yours.
Yes, that is correct.
Wow. So, you know, you need something to keep you looking forward to going home, and I think that's it. That's what keeps you alive when you're in Iraq, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow.
God damn it. So you called her and said, what up, and what was her answer?
Yeah, she basically said that she was tired of waiting around and what have you, so she just took the initiative to move on.
I don't have time to sit here and wait for you saving our country.
Dude,
that's
rough. So did you guys get a divorce when you got back?
Yes, please leave.
Yeah,
please believe.
Yeah.
I bet you killed a lot of Charlie that day when you got that bad news.
It's not Charlie, Dean.
Well,
it's a
whatever
whole different
it is. You know what said. All right. Thank you very much for the call. That's rough.
That is rough.
All right. We got so many good ones. You want to try Christina, line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about bad Facebook surprises. You found it on Facebook, and it did not make your day. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just want to say you guys make my morning bearable.
Thank you.
You're very sweet.
So I am a bartender, and I really don't drink all that much because I'm a bartender. I see, like, too many drunk ass
right.
people.
Right.
So Yeah, so basically, I go out, I party hard, and I got so drunk. I didn't black out, but I might as well have, because I don't remember anything. And, like, the next day, I'm tagged on these photos, and I'm like, oh, cool photos. I go check them out. There's, like, topless pictures. There's, like, pictures of me bent over the bar.
Oh, my God.
Out of control, dude.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. This might not make me popular with you, Christina. But your friends did the right thing. I mean, if you black out, you're begging them to do that.
I guess so. And the best part about it was that this guy that had asked me to go drinking like the night before, I was like, you know, I really don't drink all that much. And he's like the first comment on there, like, you liar.
Very nice.
That's fantastic. Now, did you have to talk your friends into taking them down or what?
I'm sure they're probably pretty much still there. It wouldn't be the first topless picture of me on the internet, but definitely.
There's my girl. There's my girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Christina, don't ever stop listening. We love you. Thanks for calling.
All right,
quick break. Ralph's got the video vault right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph Garman, how are you, man?
Let's open up the video vault, shall we? Had so much fun last week. Take a look at Caged Heat, Roger Corman's classic Caged Heat, the woman in prison film, that I thought it was only appropriate that this week we take a look at another legendary film from Roger Corman, Piranha. Yeah. Piranha comes out today on DVD in a brand new special edition, and Piranha 3D comes out August the 20th. With Elizabeth Shue starring.
That's a different one.
It's a sequel. It's the third sequel. We've had Piranha, Piranha 2, and now Piranha 3D. And let's take a look at the original that started it all, shall we, from 1978, Piranha, directed by Joe Dante, who, of course, later went on to give us Gremlins and The Howling and Rock and Roll High School, became a big deal director, and written by John Sayles, who did Matewan, Eight Men Out, Return of the Secaucus 7, Baby, It's You, Mother from Another Planet. So this is a high pedigreed film that is craptastic. It is the story of, as you can imagine, Piranha. It's sort of a Jaws ripoff, but instead of one big shark, they've got a bunch of little fish that eat you.
The little fish have the sharp teeth, right?
Oh, do they ever.
Yeah.
The movie starts with a young teenage couple hiking through the mountains, and they come across a secluded, abandoned military facility. And they say, why not go swimming in the pool?
Sure.
Let's break in and go swimming.
Right.
Because you can't go swimming in a stream or a lake or something in the mountains. And they jump into the pool at night, and bad things start to happen.
Hey, that's not funny. What? Well, you bit me. I can't believe you actually bit me.
Why do I look like a creature from the Black Lagoon? You are paranoid, kid. Listen, I'll race with the deep end.
Something bit me.
Yeah, something bit me. What could it be? Oh, a school of highly mutated piranha? Perhaps?
I can't believe you bit me.
So these become lunch or dinner. I guess it's night for the piranha. And a beautiful female private detective is sent out by their parents to look for them.
All right.
In the wilderness.
Okay.
And she comes across a crusty yet studly man living in the mountains all by himself. And he's living in a cabin, and she starts to ask him about the area and where these kids could be.
Well, I figured they may have followed along the river. Are there any places to swim near here?
Well, if they drowned, they'd be swept down at the dam, you see. So you're starting at the wrong end.
Boy, you're the wrong end, all right.
Yeah!
You're
yeah.
the wrong end!
What does that mean?
You're the wrong end
what
of
is
this.
That, what does that mean?
Wait a minute. Is that... Are you saying I'm an ass? is that a thinly veiled insult? I love. They were walking by the river. Is there any place to swim? Yeah, how about the river?
How about right there?
So they decide to investigate at the old abandoned military facility.
Right.
But in the meanwhile, Studley Kent Mountain Man has a kid at summer camp down the river where all the kids
in
have
the
to go swimming
area.
In the same area.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine the tension that builds.
What are the chances?
Is his daughter going to get in that river that now has piranha swimming through it? I hope not. I don't think she's going to go swimming because she's afraid of the water.
Sure.
Still haven't tackled your solo swim, Grogan?
No, sir. Oh, she's kind of afraid of things in the water.
Things? What thing? Fish? People eat fish, Grogan. Fish don't eat people.
That's right. Fish don't eat people. Or do they?
I'd like to suggest he
last words.
Wrong.
I think he's going to regret those words, that camp counselor. Well, they find at the abandoned facility an old scientist who never left.
And he has continued his experiments in mutating the piranha.
Even though everyone else
is gone.
Right.
Because it gave him the freedom to be a mad scientist, you see? And it turns out the whole thing was a big government plan. They were going to release the piranha in Vietnam to eat the Vietnamese. And they wrote him a blank check, and he was happy to fulfill this operation.
It's a matter of genetics, radiation, selective breeding. They called it Operation Razor Teeth.
Operation Razor Teeth.
Yes.
Sweet.
Couldn't you find a name that's more on point for this project? Is that a secret name for Operation Razor Teeth?
Would there be any science fiction without radiation poisoning?
No, there would not be.
So but that keeps it a secret, though, Ralph, in case anyone tries to crack the code. Operation no one will ever figure out they're talking about piranhas.
Teeth. Something with sharp teeth. What could it be? Puppies. So the military finds out that their mutated piranha are loose.
Uh-oh.
So they send a crack team of military personnel and a female scientist.
Is she hot?
No, it's actually played by the woman who played the British old biddy warden in Caged Heat. Remember her?
Oh, sure.
She's back now playing a fish specialist. And here they're saying, well, what if these piranha get downstream to the kids' camp, or even more importantly, to the big brand new water park resort downriver?
Oh, no.
And she says, don't worry.
Even if there's a chance that he's right, don't you think he should do something?
No. Even if a bypass exists, piranha have neither the intelligence nor the motivation to find it.
Cut! Did you say piranha?
She did.
Can we get another take on this? I think she said piranha.
First, you're going to have to distract.
Oh, you want me to hear it again?
No. So it turns out that the military says we can't have this detective and this mountain man, you know, alerting the media about what's going on. We have to keep them under surveillance. So they arrest them and they put them in a tent that's being guarded by a soldier.
Okay.
And so they come up with this brilliant plan.
'Cause you can't get out of a tent.
To distract the soldier so they make their getaway.
First, you're going to have to distract him.
How?
Well, how would I know? But just get him with his back to the open in there. You know, come on to him.
What if he's gay?
Yeah, what if he's gay?
By the way, that's a good question.
How are you going to come on to a gay soldier?
She takes off her top and he doesn't do
anything. He's not at least been interested. That's a real concern.
How's that her first concern?
And this movie from 1978, by the way, was way ahead of its time, but it was well before Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You have to remember.
That's right.
So keep that in mind. Well, it turns out that the colonel running this mission is a big investor in the brand new water resort downstream.
Ah.
Aquarania. As it's known.
Okay.
And that's why he doesn't want anyone to find out about it, because then he would lose his money in the grand opening of the new resort.
Sure.
But it turns out that they already find out down at the resort that the piranha are loose. Why? Well, you'll find out.
Excuse me, I'm on the phone. I thought I told you not even to say that word.
But the piranhas.
What about the goddamn piranhas?
They're eating the guests, sir.
They are eating the guests.
Sir, I think you should know they're eating the guests.
That is a problem with a grand opening at a resort. It turns out once your guests start being eaten as they're inner tubing.
What about the piranha?
It's a bad grand opening.
How calm the guy is with the bad news, by the way. Yeah. He's not ruffled at all by the fact that the guests are being...
Sir, the piranha, sir. They're eating the guests. Well, Mountain Man figures out how he's going to kill these piranha.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something. This is a lesson we all could learn about how to make the waterways safer. He's going to take them to he's driving the detective, they're going in the boat, to an industrial plant, and they're going to release all the industrial pollution into the water.
Okay.
If it isn't capped off, there might be enough waste left in the smelting tanks.
It'll kill the fish!
It'll kill anything! We'll pollute the bastards to death!
Damn you, piranha!
Damn you, BP!
See, BP is trying to help us. That's what they were doing.
Right.
They were trying to pollute the Gulf so that all the piranha would die. You just don't know the real story.
Wow.
Well, the piranha get killed, of course, by the waste.
Sure.
However,
and?
Have a few of them escaped into the ocean
where
they can breed
so.
And attack all over the world?
Oh,
it's possible, but the media is now aware of the story, and they've sent a man down to cover it.
Lost River Lake. Terror, horror, death. Film at 11.
Love
it.
Terror, horror, and death.
How about film now if there's terror, horror, and death?
Wait, well, you're going to have to wait till 11.
Have to wait till 11?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Come on now.
So if you're in the water this summer, be careful. If you have a little nip on your toe, it could very well be piranha. Let's close up the vault, shall we?
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday. Ralph, you and Kevin and Bean listener Louie are now forever entwined thanks to the tattoo that he got on his leg last hour.
We are bound forever in skin and ink. Louis, it's an honor. It's dumb, but it's an honor, and it looks great. The tattoo on your leg looks awesome, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Are you happy with it, Louis?
I'm totally happy
with it. You don't regret it yet?
No, I don't regret it yet.
All right.
Yeah. I want to thank our friend Chris from White Lotus Tattoo in Laguna Niguel. They do fantastic work. He did that tattoo in 45 minutes. It really, really impressed me. And by the way, spelled Sharktopus correctly. I think he did an outstanding job. I think it's amazing. He always does great work. And thanks to our friend Paul Lee for doing the artwork as usual. This is the third Kevin and Bean listener tattoo, by the way, that Paul Lee has contributed artwork for. So he's very happy. And Louis, call us when you regret it. That's the next time we want to hear from you, is the day that you wake up and go, oh, what did I do getting Garmin on my leg?
I am so honored, Louis. I will pay for the laser treatments to get it removed when you're ready. Okay? So I'll make that deal for you.
So like Thursday, Friday, give us a call.
Yeah, give me a shout. I'll have the leg amputated if you want. I don't care whatever it takes. Whatever you need, I'm there for you. I want you to know that.
Well, Louis, thanks for being such a big fan of Ralph's, even though you have to suffer through the Kevin and Bean and Lisa part of the show. We appreciate you listening anyway. All right, dude?
No, thank you guys very much for making this happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I totally appreciate it.
Right now you do, yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, wait till you sober up. You're going to have some regrets.
All right. Time for the showbiz beat. Now, what's going on, Ralph?
Well, I think we have to talk about the Ava Mendez sex tape.
Yes, we do.
Just watching it in the other room.
What?
I was just watching it in the other room.
No, it doesn't exist, though, right?
It does exist. It's on the internet right now.
What? Tell me everything.
If you go to funnyordie.com.
You're a bad man. Get the tattoo removed, Louis.
You will see Ava Mendez talking about her sex tape.
Oh,
see, Ava tells you in the video that she found out that there was a big Google search for Ava Mendez sex tape. And so she realized, she said English is not her first language, but she realizes that people want some sort of tape from her. So she has come up with a brand of super adhesive tape that secures excellently, S-E-X, the sex tape is what she's invented. You can use it on rain gutters, you can use it on garden hoses, you can use it on anything to keep that you need sealed in your home. You can use the Ava Mendez sex tape.
That's not
true. You and the horse you rode in on.
That's true.
So, enjoy it, suckers.
Aww.
You all bit. You all hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. You all bit.
Well, we wanted it to be true, that's all.
Well, it's sort of true.
No, it isn't.
She looks good in the video. It's funny. She goes, you can use it on pipes, poles. That's very funny. Take care of your dirtiest, nastiest jobs in the house. It's actually very funny. Next hour, I'll bring in some audio from it. We're short of time.
Right. She looks very funny in The Other Guys, by the way, the Will Ferrell movie. Doesn't she?
I tell you something, sirs. I did the panel at Comic-Con for The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg and Ava and Adam McKay. And she was one of the funniest people on the panel. She was warm and sexy and funny, and I fell a little bit more in love with her having had that experience. She is really a very, very funny lady.
And I love that the bit they're doing in the script where Will Ferrell doesn't recognize how unbelievably out of his league she is. Yeah. And just calls her the old ball and chain.
You come in here dressed like a hobo. And she's got this tight dress on with her hands everywhere. It's just good stuff. Speaking of hot chicks, January Jones in the news.
Oh, yes.
She says she loves working on Mad Men, not for the writing, not for the acting, not for the awards, but for the fact that creator Matthew Weiner says that he wants all of the leading ladies in that show to look like real women of the 60s. And she said no one went on a diet or worked out in the 60s, so she can just drink beer and eat carbs and just do whatever she wants.
I like it.
Nice.
Yeah, and she's huge, isn't she?
I was going to say, wait a second.
She's so fat.
She has got to be 105 pounds, if any.
But that's her natural weight. She doesn't have to be too concerned about if she puts on a couple pounds.
That's easy for her to say.
I know.
Yeah.
That Christina Hendricks, man.
Yeah,
This season.
Well, you don't have to tell me.
Oh.
Woo, this season's amazing.
I want her to just sit on me and crush me. That's what I want her to
really?
Do. Yes.
That sounds less sexy.
She
but
has got an ass.
Oh, we've done the topic before with people who have unbelievably hot chicks that work at their office and how difficult it is to get anything done. But if you worked in that agency, you would spend all day just watching her walk up and down the hall, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You couldn't do anything else?
Nope.
Yeah, it never seems like Don Draper really wants to hit that. In all four seasons so far, he never really comes on to her in anything. I think he must respect her to a certain extent, and so she's sort of off limits for him because he treats her like an equal, and he can't have that.
No.
Well, I think until this past episode, I don't think he ever tapped anyone at work. Maybe that was just his policy, is it just was bad form.
Well, the wheels are coming off Don now.
Yeah, so they sure are.
It just doesn't matter.
As Kevin knows, Don Draper's having a bad Christmas.
God, what a terrible time he's having.
It's the all-hot chick edition of the Showbiz Beat. Gisele Bündchen also in the news.
All right.
She is saying she may be a successful supermodel, but motherhood is her top priority, and she tells Harper Bazaar magazine that she would like to see a law passed worldwide that makes it mandatory for all women to breastfeed their children for at least 6 months. She wants an international law of breastfeeding.
That's what we want.
You can't do that.
We want our governments to step in and make sure
whip them out. That's what she wants the government to say. Go into your home and just say, whip them out.
I don't mind whipping them out, but...
I agree with Giselle, and I would like to also breastfeed for the next 6 months on hers. If that's possible. She says you lose a lot of weight by breastfeeding.
Right.
Once again, she's not a person who really has got to worry about that all so much. And more hot chicks in the news. Sophie Monk.
Oh.
You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs. Yes, you feel you have to show off.
She is hot and British. And she just broke up with her boyfriend, John Diaz, because she, wait for it, discovered him in bed with another woman.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah.
Walked in on John Diaz with another chick. That's how she found out.
What
did you do? Well, she was upset.
Wow.
What? Sophie Monk's not good enough for you? You got to bang another woman in the same bed you share with Sophie Monk? That's why you roll, John Diaz?
Yeah.
Anyway, she is getting over it by dating a new gentleman, and this is the wrongest of the wrong. Apparently, New York Post says she's been on a few dates with Kevin Connolly of Entourage.
What?
How old does that guy get those chicks?
She's seeing E. E.
Fake TV. Fiction.
She did an episode of Entourage, so maybe that's how they got to know each other, but come on.
Was with Jamie Lynn Sigler for a while, right?
That was Turtle. Turtle.
That was Turtle. Who was he with? Because he's had some hotties, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Just someone too hot for him. I can't remember.
He was the...
Kim and the horse he rode in on.
He was the one with Sloan, right? Or am I mistaken on that?
No, he's with Sloan now, okay. On the show. But we're talking about in real life.
I don't know if they really dated or not, but... Today's celebrity birthdays. Martin Sheen is 70 years old today. You missed The West Wing? I missed The West Wing.
Yeah.
I do. I miss Martin Sheen in anything. The last thing I saw him in was The Departed.
Yeah, I can't think of anything either. John Landis, I saw him in a courtroom yesterday in Aspen, Colorado. I saw him in that, watching his son get slapped on the wrist. John Landis, very talented movie director, is 60 years old today. John C. McGinley, funny man from Scrubs, is 51. Spinderella of Salt and Pepper, 39. James Hetfield of Metallica is 47. Yeah. Dax Holt, our buddy from TMZ, celebrates his 28th birthday today. And actress Evangeline Lilly.
Oh my God.
Kate Freckles. From Lost. Freckles. She's 31 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up, we got your chance to join us Saturday night for Kevin and Bean Dodger Night. We are taking over Dodger Town at Dodger Stadium this coming Saturday against the Nationals. You can go to kevinandbean.com for details if you want to buy those tickets and join us in the section, or you can win them coming up here on the program. Lisa, you're not on the Twitter very much. I know you pretty much only tweet during the show.
Yeah, that's it.
So maybe you don't have time to follow all of the entertaining celebrities that are on Twitter. But Kanye West joined Twitter last week, and he has rapidly developed a following. He has over 300,000 people following his tweets right now.
Wow.
And you said he hates it, it's dumb, he hates it.
He sure did. He mocked Twitter forever, and now he's on it. And I have followed him and unfollowed him three times already, because if you follow him, it's a life choice. You have time to read everybody else on Twitter, or you have time to read Kanye, not both. So his tweets are coming in fast and furious. Diddy, who loves Twitter, because as we remember from the videos that he used to do, he loves everything that has to do with Diddy and loves talking about himself all the time. He's also furiously tweeting. And it's getting to the point where you can't even tell anymore which tweets are coming from Kanye and which ones are coming from Diddy, because there are so many of them and they're all so crazy. We thought it was time for a new Kevin and Bean game. Check it out.
Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in to the new game that's sweeping the nation, where we read dumbass celebrity tweets and you try to tell us who it is. And this week your choices are Kanye or Diddy. It's Kanye or Diddy. Which one did the dumbass tweet? Yeah.
That was a great intro. All right, so answer is going to be Kanye or Diddy. I'm going to read a tweet. If it's Kanye, you're going to, and you guess Kanye, this is what you'll hear.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Okay, that's Kanye.
Okay, that's Kanye.
And then if it's Diddy, it's...
Are you not entertained?
All right.
All right.
That's how you'll know the answer.
Very popular, wealthy rap stars. Is it Kanye or is it Diddy? What's our first tweet?
The first one is, fur pillows are hard to actually sleep on. Kanye or Diddy? Lisa?
Kanye.
Kanye. All right. Bean?
I think so, too. I mean, see, that's a perfect example of a tweet where you're just guessing because they're both so crazy into unbelievable wealth. I mean, anything that's over the top and expensive is something they're going to both be into. I'm just going to say Kanye, though.
All right.
I have to agree with everybody. I'm going to go with Kanye.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That's correct.
Kanye, all right.
Fur pillows are hard to actually sleep on. Thanks
Maybe
for that tweet.
Don't have those.
Nice. Here's another one. Office clothes are the crap with the S word. Office clothes are the crap. Is that Kanye or Diddy?
I'm going to say Diddy on this one only because he's the sharp dressed man of the two. You know, Kanye is wearing sweaters, and Diddy you always see in those super sharp white suits.
Lisa?
No, I'm going to say Kanye because I don't ever think of Diddy talking about his clothes. Well,
I'm going to agree with Lisa. I can't. No one could be more wrong than Bean. Diddy, renowned for dressing like crap, spending a lot of money, but dressing like crap. Kanye, style icon for about 5 years now.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That was Kanye.
All right.
Yeah. Here's another one. Tonight is one of those magical nights. Flying down the West Side Highway in my Jeep, doors off, throwing money in the air, because I feel like it.
Oh, man.
Diddy.
Kanye
Diddy.
Diddy.
Gotta be Diddy.
I agree.
Are you not entertained?
That's Diddy. Sure enough.
Kanye would never drive a Jeep. Not even in the jungle.
And I don't think he doesn't strike me as a throwing money in the air like you just don't care kind of guy either, like Diddy does.
I ordered the salmon medium instead of medium well. I didn't want to ruin the magic. Is that Kanye or Diddy?
No way to tell. There's no.
I'm going with Kanye.
Mike's going with Diddy.
Can Mike say just I'm going with Diddy?
I'm going with Diddy.
Okay, good.
I have no way to tell. I'll just say Conway.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
It's Kanye. Yeah.
Kanye, okay.
Yeah. I'm crazy. Are you crazy? Be crazy and do the impossible. You're not dreaming until they call you crazy. Make them call you crazy.
That's Diddy.
Kanye or Diddy?
I think that's Diddy because he's all about the self-empowerment and today's the best day of all time, blah, blah, blah.
You not entertained?
That is Diddy. Yeah. Yes.
Diddy it is, all right.
Here's my favorite one. You're not going to be able to tell who did this one. This is a total tweet. You ready?
Okay.
I love me.
Oh, wow.
That's it? That's the tweet?
I love me is the total tweet.
Between these two dudes, right. That is a total toss-up.
Who loves themselves more? Who knows, Kanye or Diddy?
They both are completely obsessed with themselves. There's no question about that.
I love me. Who
I
said
say,
it?
I say Kanye.
You say Kanye.
I say Diddy.
You say Diddy. Bean?
I don't know. I'll say Kanye, too. I don't know.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
It's Kanye.
But it could have just as easily been Diddy on another day, though. There's no question about that.
He took the time to tweet, I love me.
What's that about?
That happened. Believe. Always believe.
Diddy.
Kanye or Diddy?
Diddy.
I agree, Diddy.
Are you not entertained?
Diddy is correct, yes.
See, again, because he's all about pumping up his people to make every day the best day ever.
Early morning Rolex tweet. This one is especially beautiful. Includes a picture of a Rolex. Early morning Rolex tweet. Kanye or Diddy? They both love the wealth.
I know, but Rolex sounds much more Diddy to me. It's much more old-fashioned. I'm going to stick with Diddy.
All right, Diddy? Lisa?
Kanye.
Kanye, Bean?
I'm going to say Diddy also because from the same man who's throwing money in the air, driving down in the West Side Highway in a Jeep, he would love a Rolex, too.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, it's Kanye. Yeah. How about that?
If you're just joining us, we're playing Kanye or Diddy, who wrote these tweets. But all of them are the most worthless tweets ever. How about this? And this is, again, going to be impossible to tell. Cash is king.
Cash is king. Again, because it's money, I'm just going to guess Diddy.
All right, Diddy? Lisa?
Yeah, I think I will, too.
Diddy, Mike?
I'm gonna be the wild card and go with Kanye.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah! All right, we got time for one more.
All right, one more is, I think Twitter was designed specifically with me in mind. Just my humble opinion. Ha, 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 ha. Humble. Ha, 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 ha. Kanye,
I have to go with Kanye because the grammar's too good for Diddy.
I'm going with Kanye as well.
I'll say Kanye just because I don't think Diddy would just now have a self-actualized moment about Twitter because he's been on it for a long time. Kanye's
George
brand new.
Bush doesn't care about black people.
There it is.
Thanks for playing the game.
Hey, thanks a lot for playing. Kanye or Diddy, it's Kanye or Diddy. It turns out they're both dumbasses. Yeah.
couple of album notes for you here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Okay. First of all, The Suburbs, which is the new album from Arcade Fire, comes out today. How's this for a deal? $3.99. You can download it on Amazon.com for today only.
And get it. We've heard it, and it's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Arcade Fire is a great CD to get.
$3.99 on Amazon for today only. So that's your first tip. The second tip, you're going to have to wait a little bit closer till Christmas because apparently Michael Jackson has the first of what promises to be a ton of posthumous releases coming out in November, an all-new 10-song CD collection. He's going to have more albums than Tupac after he died. So we thought we'd find out what's involved in this new collection. Of course, we got the hotline to Heaven fired up, and Michael Jackson joins us from Heaven right now on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Mike. How are you?
How are you?
I couldn't be happier. Yeah. You couldn't.
Good.
I'm very happy.
It does.
Yeah,
sound
you
like
sound
that.
Like you're in a good mood today. So yeah. We heard shortly after you died last year that you had more than 100 songs, some completed, many unreleased, that we might see in the years to come.
Yes, I just got so many songs that I wrote from the heart that never were released on a CD and no one ever heard them. So.
Wow.
It's so exciting for some new music for me to be carrying on my legacy even after I'm gone.
It did seem odd for me that you said you had hundreds, but you had so much financial trouble. I thought, like, if you had hundreds of songs, maybe you would release them during your life because you needed them.
Well, there was some question as to the quality of the songs, but I think they're all great.
Okay.
And I think I need to release them now.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The kids need money.
Mm-hmm.
Blanket needs another blanket.
True.
Uh-huh. And Blanket Jr. needs things.
There's no Blanket Jr. or Blanket the Third. So, well, are you? I mean, I know we've had a close relationship with you over the years, Michael. Would you be willing to share some of the new music with us? I know it doesn't come out till November, but can you at least give us a hint of what
it's
like?
Sure. I'll play some of my new music. And I'm very excited because it's so unlike anything you've ever heard from me before.
Oh, that's
great. It's a very different sound for me.
Okay.
And I think people will really be shocked by the difference between the Michael Jackson they think they know and Michael Jackson, the artist that is portrayed by this music.
That's great news, and it seems like that's probably the most difficult thing for an artist to do, is to reinvent.
Yes, yeah. And I have. I've
all
reinvented
right.
myself as a dead guy. But here's the first song. This is something I wrote. It was very important to me to talk about health and eating habits and taking care of yourself.
Okay.
And did you know many parts of flowers are edible?
Sort of.
Yes.
I guess.
You should eat a lot of green things and flowers.
Okay.
Because they really are healthy for you, and that's what this song's about.
All right, here you go. This first song from the new Michael Jackson CD.
People always told me, be careful what you chew. Don't mess around with those lemon tarts. And mother always told me to eat my vegetables. Put some flowers on your plate, and you won't be overweight. Hey, hey. Lily greens are full of fiber.
Okay.
They'll make you go, and I don't mean number one.
Michael, wait a minute.
You'll
hold
be
on.
Pooping by the time.
Okay, that's
a brand new sound for me. And
no, it's
Billie
Jean.
I hope
Billie
everyone
Jean.
Will take that message
it's
to
just
heart.
Billie Jean
that's
with
the,
bad
the flowers
lyrics.
Of
that's...
a lily are actually very nutritious and full of fiber.
No,
that
did
no.
sound a little like Billie Jean, if you don't mind my saying
that's
that.
That's ridiculous.
And who's in
nothing to do with that.
Who's in heaven laughing with you?
That's another angel named Omar.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This next song I wrote is about how insidious I think advertising can be.
Okay.
They get inside your mind and they make you buy things that you may not be interested in buying.
Okay.
And I think it's a real danger. The commercialism of America is very dangerous.
Right.
And that's why I wrote this song.
Another world premiere of the new Michael Jackson CD.
You will buy an ashtray. You will buy a dog sleigh. Or a Pakistani. You will buy a bouquet. You will buy a chalet. A city by Yenny. You will buy a toupee. You will buy some sorbet. Or some raisin brandy. Cause my message, my commercial, is subliminal.
Yeah, it's about subliminal advertising.
Right, but it's not. It's just smooth. It's just smooth criminal. It's just a retread
that's,
of a previous Michael
ridiculous.
Jackson hit.
I wrote this years after.
Did you say
criminal.
Buy a Pakistani?
Yeah. You can. You can do that.
I don't think you can.
You can in India. Trust
all right.
me.
All right.
I've got a six pack.
I'm just saying the lyrics doesn't sound like you've worked on them very hard. That's all, Michael.
Ridiculous. These are all original great songs that were in the vault.
Oh.
And this last song is perhaps most important to me. This is a commentary on this new social media everyone's obsessed with.
Facebook and
stuff
how
technology is ruining how we communicate with each other.
Okay.
And that's why I wrote this next song.
All right.
You got some things to say, but no one else cares. You wouldn't say these things out loud, you wouldn't dare. Your thoughts are really stupid, and we hate it when you share. Just tweet it. You can use your iPad, just tweet it. Tweet it. That way we can all delete it. Show just how boring and dull is your life. You've got no friends, and it cuts like a knife. Just tweet it. Just tweet it.
Brother?
Just tweet it.
Sounds a lot like
just that. Tweet it. Ooh!
Woo! I'm afraid this is your way of telling me that Weird Al is dead. I'm really worried about this.
Brand new music coming from me, and I hope you appreciate the new sound.
Well, the new sound is not as new as you might think.
How dare you?
But it sounds like a good CD we can't wait for. Thank you, Michael.
I can't wait for it.
Let's talk about Psycho Mike. He's the hyena in the back of the room on our show, but he has his own show at night across these great United States of ours called Loveline that he does with Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And, man, do you talk to some interesting people on that show, not just on the phones, but your guests in studio.
Yeah. The other night, I think we really hit a peak of interesting. There's been a consistent and ongoing caller to the show named Eric Erica.
Eric Erica.
Yeah, and earlier this week, it was the first time that he actually came into the Loveline studios.
Hermaphrodite?
Eric Erica is a mosaic hermaphrodite, and what that means is that he has fully functioning internal and external male and female genitalia all within one body.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's different from most hermaphrodites just have external.
Right, most of the time only one functions. They just happen to have been born with this extra appendage or a lack of one, and they live their life that way. Eric Erica is a man and a woman, fully
both. So he could get pregnant.
He could get pregnant.
He could get himself pregnant.
Let me put it this way, Kevin.
Yes.
He came in. Eric Erica is a truck driver with a mustache. He appears very, very masculine.
And
okay?
That's where the first clip comes from,
okay.
Which is Psycho Mike is in love, I believe, with Eric Erica.
You look like a California Highway Patrol or something. I mean, you're a macho, manly man.
Well, heck, I take 200 milligrams of testosterone a week, and shave the mustache off, my wife would kill me.
So that's my first tip off. He has a wife.
Yeah.
Does she have to be bi to be married to him? Technically, yes.
Well, in a weird way, you might be right, Kevin, because let me put it this way. Although he has a wife and has a fully functioning penis, and, sexually, it works fine, he was on his period when he was in studio with us.
Are you kidding?
He had a maxi pad on and was on his
cycle. All right, we'll get to that clip.
I mean, this is... I know, it's crazy.
Let me ask this, and Kevin, just stop me if this is one of the clips you have for later. What about above the waist? Does he have boobs?
Yes.
He does? Does he have his nice rack?
And that was, unfortunately, the only part of his anatomy that I got a chance to see.
It's not the only part you wanted to see.
That's okay. Right.
So you started talking about how rare this is.
At most, five of these mosaic hermaphrodites in the world?
Four or five, right?
They say it's 1 in 100 million.
1 in 100 million.
Does he know the other ones?
I don't think so.
Are they in a club?
No.
Some kind of a club?
They should.
Imagine the sex video they could make.
He is the only one
they all
got
together.
So
then they asked about the childhood.
God.
Like, don't your parents at some point when you're born kind of have to make a choice and pick one or the other, and then you just move on?
My mother raised me as a girl all the way to age 8.
Oh my God.
I didn't get that part.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. She wanted me to be a girl. Big time.
Okay.
And
was she going to have the surgery on the penis?
I just think she just let it go. She figured, okay, I'll decide to be female. So she treated me like a girl. I wore dresses and everything else. I got hand-me-downs from my sister.
And what happened? What happened with that?
And I didn't feel comfortable.
So now he's a
isn't
dude?
Isn't that something?
Fascinating.
How crazy is that?
Mike, if you met this guy on the street and knew none of this, would you never give him a second look? Does he just look like a regular dude?
He just looks like a regular old dude.
Rack,
and I asked as a caller before.
Yeah, so
I,
do I, though.
Before I... Yeah, no, but Bean's making a joke, but he's exactly right. They just look like man boobs.
I mean, like boobs,
he doesn't have a giant rack. But when he was just a caller and I had never met Eric Erica, I always asking him questions. Hey, how does this go over at truck stops? How does this go over when you're going into narrow-minded parts of the country? Because I just assumed he looked like RuPaul or something.
Right.
No, he is
a man.
He's a man.
Mustachioed, macho-looking dude.
Now, Mike asked the next question that Mike asked is the most important, okay. And that is, when you're younger and you're discovering how things work...
As a young man especially, did you ever try to have sex with yourself?
No, but I do take it personal when someone says to go F yourself.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd like to call BS on that. When you're discovering things...
You try everything.
You try everything.
You try it. Be it engineer.
You might not be able to do it.
Be it engineer Anderson or Tyler, who works in the internet, or Dr. Drew himself. All the males in the room when he was saying that were like, "No way!"
Right.
At some point, you at least tried to turn the corner.
Yeah.
So then, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dean.
When he was getting into puberty and starting to become sexually interested himself, you're just joining us, by the way. Psycho Mike, co-host of Loveline, is talking about a full-on hermaphrodite, working male and female parts that he had on the show this week.
Inside and outside.
Yep. Inside and out. Right. Did he have sex with guys as a young person, or girls, or both?
No, and that was one of the things I was so fascinated about, was that he definitely has a ton of female emotions. He's very nurturing. He's overly sensitive. He said, he's like, "I love flowers and shopping, and sometimes my wife has to bring me back." But sexually, he's only ever been a straight male.
The fact that he has a wife is just fascinating to me, because can you imagine how that comes up, like, with her family?
How did it come up when they were dating?
Hey, yes. I don't know how to tell you this, but...
I have a question. Okay, so he's completely straight, but he still does have a working vagina.
Yes, yes.
Does that come into play during sex with his wife?
I would have thought so. I asked the question. I know your wife. Your wife is a straight female.
That's why I asked if she had to be bi.
But...
Right.
It's right next to it. And he said no. The only time that it's his female genitalia has ever come into play sexually was during masturbation.
Wow. And that's a surprise.
Mike really, 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 really wanted him to drop his pants.
I have to see your genitals by the end of the night, if that's okay with you.
Was it all right with him? Did you
get
to see
him? No, it was not. No, it was not. And we had
he's not going to give that away. That is worth money.
Right. And we had the man-to-man talk as soon as Dr. Drew left the room. And I was like, "Look, I understand if you don't want to show on air. But don't make the trek all the way out here and not show me what's going on downstairs." Because that's, fascinating. He's like, "To be honest with you, it's something that's bothered me my whole life. Obviously, it's made me this unique and stuff. I'd really prefer not to." And I was like, "All right."
So he has that time of month. How complex is it when he and she have that time of month at the same time? Who could have guessed that would ever be a problem?
When we are together and it's that time of the month, it's kind of a, we really got to watch each other because nerves and everything else.
Oh my effing God.
Oh God, it's we're both balls of nerves.
Oh my God.
Listen to Dr. Drew.
So then Mike asked the correct question, another one, which is when you're working on yourself, do you work on both at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever... your bean while simultaneously...
Oh my God.
I have tried that.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That's
very exciting. And he says that the male orgasm is far more intense. He can achieve more female orgasms in a given period of time, and it's a much more sensitive feeling, but overall he prefers the male orgasm.
So then Mike puts himself in the spot of this guy, and of this guy's wife, and he says, if I'm married to a person who has both, I'm interested in both.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Mike comes out of the closet.
I was saying that if I had like a hot chick wife that I was really into, and there was a penis a millimeter away from her vagina, like, eventually I'm going to...
Ew.
So the hermaphrodite says,
he's grossed out.
Eric is judging me.
Yeah, because, yes. Yes.
Because you're more gay than he is. But I would imagine he knows what a woman likes. I mean, he has to be – his wife in some ways, except for the fact that her husband has a vagina, she's very lucky because he would – you would think would be an excellent lover, being so familiar with what a woman wants.
That built-in empathy, he says, makes for a great relationship with his wife.
How great would it be for Mike if his wife had a penis, though? I mean –
it'd be rad.
He's super gay already.
I mean, what?
He'd still be married.
I just want to play one last highlight of this, and this is – he's talking about his mom letting it go, and I want you to hear Dr. Drew's – the sound that Dr. Drew makes.
I just think she just let it go. She figured, okay, I'll decide to be female.
Dr. Drew, yes? Very nice. Very. What 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 5 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Hey!
Well,
obviously we have a rapist in Linkin Park.
Yep. No, that's not the band Linkin Park. Don't worry, everybody. Brand new Linkin Park music, though, just debuted yesterday. Keep listening for that. Also, the latest from Bad Religion is called The Devil in Stitches. We'll have that for you in the next 15 minutes or so right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph joins us with the showbiz beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Bad Religion's the band with the rapist in it, right?
There's no rapist in either band, no.
No rapists.
Well, that's not
Linkin
what
Park's a housing development.
That's not what Antoine said.
It's a park. It's a housing development.
So I'm watching the Ava Mendez sex tape in the other room, enjoying
myself.
Best
sentence ever, by the way.
Having a great time.
If it were true.
It is true.
Yeah.
I've got the audio from it.
All right.
Would you like to hear some?
Yes.
It doesn't meet my definition of sex tape based on what you've told us, though.
Here's the Ava Mendez sex tape.
And people want their tape to secure things extremely well. They want sex tape. My sex tape is safe to use on poles, pipes, rods, rims, bottoms, tops, in the back, in the front, upside down, on a boat, in a tree, with toys, in Mexico, covered in champagne, and on untreated naked wood. And of course, our most popular demand, it'll work in the dark, in my bedroom, with two dudes, for at least 20 minutes.
See, she's got adhesive tape that she made, and she's releasing it on the market, and it secures extremely well, so they call it the SEX tape.
But we thought the sex tape meant...
Well, you're dumb if you thought that.
She's going to have sex.
She's not having a sex tape.
It's the worst sex tape ever.
It's hilarious. It's at funnierdie.com. You check it out. And everyone who got excited by the announcement from Perez Hilton that there was going to be a sex tape on the internet, now you know you've been bunkoed. Ha!
What's they call it?
Bunko!
Yeah.
All right. David Boreanaz is in more trouble. According to Star Magazine, he has admitted to cheating on his wife, of course, Jamie Bergman. Now he's being sued by an extra on that show, Bones, for sexual harassment.
Uh-oh. It's called Bones.
That's what I'm
Shouldn't
saying.
Shouldn't they expect it?
I think that refers to skeletons.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Of which he has many in his closet. Oh, giggity! Ryan Phillippe made the horrible, horrible mistake of challenging Matthew McConaughey to a push-up contest.
What?
Ryan
what
Phillippe?
What was he thinking?
What?
What was he? He was just, he, his ego was writing a check no. that his pecs couldn't cash.
Wait, time out.
Okay. All right, Mike. What?
There is the hopes that, like, bong resin is in his muscles and, like, lactic acid will build up in McConaughey's pecs. If, like, maybe he was hoping that
How
he
long
could...
is this going to last?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
I'm running out of time here. What
do you
got?
It doesn't matter who's the buffer.
Let me hear your pec chunk. But I got to move along.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, because McConaughey does nothing but lift weights,
right,
and brush his teeth. Those are the two things he's completely obsessed with,
right? And
you know, the occasional bong load, I'm sure,
right,
in between those things.
Right.
But they challenged each other on the set of their new movie, The Lincoln Lawyer, and Matthew, of course, won the cost, the penalty for losing that bet. He had to get his lunch, so Ryan Phillippe had to go to the catering truck and get Matthew's
lunch.
It's
not much
for him.
Of a bet.
No, it's not. So. It's kind of embarrassing as a movie star if you're getting lunch for another movie star. You're just being waited on hand and foot.
But when you make that bet...
Why don't you get my lunch?
You know
that's
you're
going
And he likes a lot of lunch.
Why don't you get my lunch? Because beef, it's what's for dinner.
You ever see that McConaughey movie? What was it called? Two for the Money, the one where he plays a guy who picks football games? Oh, that was so good, Rob. You would like it. Hello?
He mocks.
Is this thing on?
Because he knows I co-starred in that film with Matthew.
And by co-starred...
You were on the set while others were filming their scenes, you mean.
Don't make me bring it in and play you the scene with me and McConaughey.
Remember when you weren't in it, and then you said, but at least I'll be in the deleted scenes when the DVD comes out?
Remember when I
and
was in it?
And then you weren't in that
and
either?
And he picks like five games in a row, and I'm the one who gives him a big hug and congratulates him. We're talking about the game. Remember
the
that?
His back, I believe.
We see the back of your head, right?
I think
your leather
we see,
jacket,
I think
right?
we see you, but it's kind of fuzzy.
Oh, man. Jealousy is out of ugly. Focus. It's an ugly quality, especially in the ill-advised.
And speaking of movies, Batman 3, everyone's talking about the Riddler being the next nemesis for the Dark Knight. Initially...
That's the dog that...
That's better than the theme song usually plays.
If you know that that dog is saying Batman, then when Bean plays it again, you'll hear it.
Right.
Play it again.
Oh, do you want me to hear it?
Absolutely saying Batman.
He is.
However, when you take that same sound,
right,
and then you put the original TV series Batman theme on top of it at like
400 decibels,
then it's not as recognizable.
You don't really hear that pug so much.
Right.
We found.
Don't blame me. Blame the pug's owners that put that video up on YouTube.
No,
okay?
I'm blaming you for playing it on our show. Who am I supposed to blame for that?
Yeah, it's you. You played it.
We heard that.
I'm Batman, bitches.
We heard Joseph Gordon-Levitt of Inception was in talks to play the Riddler in Batman 3. Now, according to TheRealmCast.com, all three actors from that movie, Inception, are being talked to by Christopher Nolan to potentially play the Riddler. Leonardo DiCaprio, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Tom Hardy, British actor who was excellent in Inception, all apparently in conversations, and one of them may just nab the role.
What about Ellen Page?
She'd be a great Riddler. Yeah. So I'll keep you posted, naturally. But I think it'd be a great choice, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's wiry, he's a little nutty, and I think he's got what it takes.
Really good actor.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Martin Sheen is 70 years old today. Director John Landis is 60. John C. McGinley from Scrubs is 51. James Hetfield of Metallica celebrates his 47th birthday. Tom Brady, quarterback for the New England Patriots, is 33. Come on, knee. Come on, knee.
Give
you
out.
Can do it again. And actress Evangeline Lilly celebrates her 31st birthday. Dax Holt, also a pal from TMZ.
Huh.
He's 28 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Here's an event we look forward to every year. It's Kevin and Bean Night at Dodger Stadium. What's better than baseball on a Saturday night at Dodger Stadium? One of the world's most beautiful spots on earth, by the way. It's Los Angeles versus the Nationals this Saturday night. We've got a prize pack for you that includes four tickets, also VIP pre-party, free limited edition Kevin and Bean t-shirt, hot dogs, soda, and of course you get to hang with us from the Kevin and Bean Show, too. You can still buy tickets in our section. Go to kevinandbean.com for details, or you can win them right now as we play Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Yeah. Lick, lick Lisa, 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 lick, lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
Oh, rules. I hate those stupid rules.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
Who's doing the licking today?
Well, we have Miss Cleo and we have our new intern. But Miss Cleo's leaving, new intern staying.
I guess it's a new intern.
It looks like
new intern.
Wow, this is a great way to get indoctrinated into the Kevin and Bean Show is to start licking on Lisa.
You heard the rules, right?
No vagina.
He has no idea.
He's shaking me off. All right.
All right, Kevin, explain to our callers and listeners how the game is played.
All right, we're going to ask a question that begins in some vague way with baseball. It ends 1,000 miles away, but the answer is a number, and Lisa is going to give us a number, and then you just have to say higher, lower, or the same.
Okay.
So is the actual answer higher than Lisa said? Is the actual answer lower, or is it right on?
All right, and if you are correct, you will join us Saturday night for Kevin and Bean Dodger Day. We'll just take the calls in order, starting with line one. It's going to be Matt to get us going here on Lick Lisa, the home run edition. Hey, Matt, ready to play?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right, listen up. Remember, Lisa answers first, then you just confirm or deny her answer. Here we go. As a classic Dodger souvenir, Lisa, all fans are allowed to keep any foul balls hit into the stands. Here's your question. What is the maximum weight of a blue whale's balls?
They use those in baseball?
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't.
We're talking about balls. That's what you get to keep a ball in the stands. How much does a blue whale ball possibly weigh?
Maximum weight, one ball.
God. I'm going to say 200 pounds.
200 pounds. All right. Is the actual answer higher, lower, or is that right on, Matt?
I'm going to say that they got bigger balls than that.
Bigger than 200 pounds.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 100 pounds is the answer, but each ball can be 2 feet 6 inches long. How about that?
Yeah.
By the way, let's not let the fact that she guessed 200 dissuade us from the idea that 100 pounds is a lot of balls.
It's a hell of a lot of
testes, exactly. All right, Leo is contestant number two. Hey, Leo, welcome to the show. Ready to play?
What's up, Holmes?
What's up?
What's up, Holmes? Call back. I love it.
All right.
The Dodger motto is, of course, think blue. Here's your question, Lisa. Currently, how many shades of blue are offered by Crayola crayons?
How many shades of blue, Crayola?
I'm going to say
Are you Italian? Eight. Is that the right answer? Is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
Higher.
believe it or not, 17 Shades of Blue. Yeah,
wow.
That's correct.
Congratulations. You win tickets to join us on Saturday night, and new intern gets to lick Lisa.
All right, new intern, lick Lisa.
K-N-I. What are you going to do? All
right. He doesn't know anything about it.
Just some
come
place
over and lick.
Not too wet.
Oh.
And I don't mean me, I
Wait,
mean you.
Oh, okay. All right, just do it. He's scared.
There you go.
New intern's scared.
That was a nice lick.
Yeah, but he's scared.
Well,
yeah,
why would he be?
Let's barely try it. All right, let's try Matt number two. He's on line number three. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hello, Matt.
Matt?
Going once, right. Going twice.
Nope. Let's try Cameron, line four. Hi, Cameron. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play Lick Lisa? All right, what's going on with our phones now?
It's less than ideal.
Mike, hello?
Tell me if I'm...
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Hi, Cameron, try to keep up, all right, pal?
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go. The great Vin Scully has been announcing Dodger games since back in 1950, Lisa, when the team was in Brooklyn. Of course, Brooklyn's favorite sons, the B Boys, last won a Grammy for their album The Mix-Up back in 2008. Here's your question. How many boroughs make up New York City collectively?
Oh, seven.
Seven.
Less.
Wow. You are correct. Five boroughs. Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday night. Intern, lick Lisa.
Nicely done.
You
want
to know? Okay.
Licking his right. Just licked the right That's arm good. Twice.
But a different spot.
Hey, send in Miss Cleo. We need a different licker.
No,
yeah,
no,
he's
no.
A,
I'm
he's too scared.
Give him some help.
He's too scared.
He's a weak-ass
Someone
licker.
Someone call Petros. We need a new licker.
All right. We've got time for a couple more. Let's try Moses on line five. Hey, Moses, ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right.
All right. Remember, Lisa answers first. Unofficially, the King of Mexico holds the Guinness Book of World Records for most consecutive watchtowers of television at 82 hours. Unfortunately, you won't see it in the book. Here's your question, Lisa. How many World Series titles have the boys in blue, your Los Angeles Dodgers, won? How many World Series have the Dodgers won?
Five.
All right. Higher. Is that the higher? Wow, that was quick.
Yeah. Six since they've been in Los Angeles, the most recent one being 1988. Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday night. Lick Lisa, intern.
And Miss Cleo.
Oh, and Miss Cleo. Here. How about right back
right
here?
On the neck. Okay. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Miss Cleo. That turned into a three-way fast.
Miss Cleo just ate her arm entirely.
All right.
She
let's
could
make,
do that.
Well, imagine what else she can do. Let's try Travis. We got one more. Line six, please.
All right. Travis, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Travis.
All right. Listen up. Manny Ramirez is a 9-time Silver Slugger, originally drafted by the Cleveland Indians. Now, try to pay attention to this question, Lisa. Drafted by the Indians.
Okay.
The most populous city in India is Mumbai, which houses India's film and TV industry, known as Bollywood. Still not there. Slumdog Millionaire was nominated for 10 Oscars. Here's your question. How many did it win?
It won four.
Four. Travis, is that right, or is the real answer higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher is correct.
Manny Ramirez, is that right? Did it win more?
That's right.
Everybody loves Manny Ramirez.
It won,
Everybody
it
loves
won
Manny.
43.
Nope. No, eight is actually
eight.
The answer.
That's why.
Congratulations. We'll see you at Kevin and Bean Dodger Night one more time
one
to lick Lisa.
Lick.
A lick from both sides.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Ooh,
Lisa's enjoying this
nice.
Too much.
Lick Lisa, but keep clear of her.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 20 minutes till 10 o'clock.
Hey, this is the Kevin and Bean Show. I want to thank our friend Chris from White Lotus Tattoo again for coming on down today, and also listener Louie and listener Paul Lee, who drew Ralph Garman that Louie got tattooed on his leg. I want to thank all of them for being part of the program today. You can see pictures of that tattoo up at kevinandbean.com. It's hilarious to read the comments, by the way, from people who have looked at the tattoo, Ralph. Everything from, really, it looks like a young Dana White, to, I didn't know Ronald Reagan loved Sharktopus, to, kind of looks like
Reagan.
Charlie Sheen. I know, right? All sorts of comments on it. But you can see the pictures of Lister Louie, who seemed very satisfied when he walked out with Ralph Garman on his leg today, yelling, damn you, Sharktopus. I think they did a great job with the tattoo.
It'd be great if everyone thought it was someone else every time that dude showed the tattoo.
That would be funny.
No, because it's a radio
show.
Why do
you have Bob Barker on your leg? I don't understand. Why is Denzel Washington screaming, damn you, Sharktopus?
We did warn him. Many, many times we warned him.
We did. We did everything we could, but we couldn't stop him. All right. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Last check on what's going on with the celebrities for Tuesday. What's happening, Ralph?
What's up with the Dana Carvey tattoo? Just every time somebody looks at it, they see somebody else. It's like a Rorschach test. Oh, Lea Michele of Glee.
Nose.
Yes.
We all were in danger of losing our favorite little Glee member.
Why? Happened?
She was involved in a car accident on Sunday. Lea was on her way over to the Chateau Marmont Hotel in Hollywood.
and a car ran a red light right in front of her, hit a truck, which flipped the truck a few times, and apparently the truck came to rest just inches away from Leah's car.
But cut her nose.
No.
How dare you?
Yes!
No, that's it. I'm playing you off.
Come on now.
She doesn't have a big nose.
She does not have a big nose.
Sure.
Other women just have smaller noses than hers.
Right. Okay.
How dare you? Charlie Sheen was in court yesterday in Aspen, Colorado, where he was facing a misdemeanor assault charge. Apparently, there was a plea bargain. The other charges, a felony, another misdemeanor, were dropped in exchange for him pleading guilty to this charge. The judge slapped him with 30 days in jail, which became a suspended sentence. Then Charlie's going to do 30 days in recovery, 3 months in probation, and 36 hours of domestic violence counseling. I don't know whether he will be counseling domestic violence victims,
or he'll
be getting the counseling.
I'm guessing he'll be the counselee.
I wish he'd be the counselor. That'd be awesome.
Sure.
Sometimes she just needs it, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to get your point across, fellas. Who's with me? That'd be a great class.
I don't think the judge is going to order that.
Oh, come on. If he had a sense of humor, he would.
It does seem kind of light for a guy who's been in a lot of trouble with the law in the past.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get any jail time. I thought he would be entertaining 2.5 men in his cell. You know what I mean? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I don't know what the half means, but all right.
Well, it's a short guy. Okay. Down on cell block J. They're going to bring him over, too. Nick Jonas and Jordan Sparks are honored, they say, to be put on a committee of 35 prominent young people whose lives were touched by Ronald Reagan.
What? No more!
Yeah, apparently this group is being put together to commemorate what would have been Reagan's 100th birthday on February 6th, 2011, and they've asked Nick Jonas and Jordan Sparks to head up the committee. Now, no one seems to realize that neither Nick nor Jordan were alive while Reagan was in the White House.
There's that.
But they said they're very honored. And then they asked, who's Ronald Reagan? But
and then the person the guy they asked didn't know.
He's the guy who sells those hamburgers, right? The clown suit. That guy.
Well, I didn't vote for Jordan in American Idol, but I do love the Jonas Brothers music. And their virgins, which is hot.
You don't get a lot of Reagan call for that one anymore, do you?
I don't get a chance to bust out Reagan, but it's a good time. Mad Men!
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show so much. See it this week, Kevin?
Oh, my God. It's nothing better.
Crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
January Jones says the best part of working on that show is that she doesn't have to work out or diet because Matthew Weiner, the show's creator, wants all the women on the show to look like real women did in the 60s.
Fat.
They were not fat. No. They were just as God made them. That's all. They weren't preoccupied like some people with physical perfection and diet and exercise. They were
smoking and
drinking and banging. That's what they were doing in the 60s. Oh, God, I wish I was in the 60s.
Remember when Mike caused that firestorm by saying Christina Hendricks should be put down because she's so fat?
I remember that. She's too fat to live. Remember when he said that?
Too fat to live is what he said.
That's what he said. Too young to die, too fat to live. The situation. Uh-oh. I'm concerned. Friends are saying he has a bit of a substance abuse problem. So much so that Life and Style magazines say that he is partying way too hard. He surrounded himself with enablers, and word is that his family and friends tried to step in for an intervention, but he is in complete denial and rejected them outright. Next thing you know, he's going to be snorting chicken cutlets.
You were excluded from the surf and turf night. You were excluded from ravioli night. You were excluded from chicken cutlet night.
He snorts them, though? That's what those nights are?
Yeah, that's how you do it. You chop it up and just snort it.
I didn't realize that.
And Russell Brand is lucky to be alive. UK's Daily Mirror newspaper reports that he had just gotten off the set of the remake of Arthur that he's currently working on when he was driving his 200,000 Lamborghini and got plowed into by a truck. He was able to climb out the driver's side window, couldn't get the door open.
Wow.
Wound up pretty shaken by the episode, but apparently he's okay. He refused to seek medical treatment. However, he did call his mommy. Apparently she's flying to New York to be by his side because his fiancée, Katy Perry, is set to perform in Malaysia, and she could not be by his side. But mom's going to come over. All right, Russell, have a good time.
To be by his side.
truck hit me, mommy.
Brits.
So you're saying, God damn son of a bitch.
So you're saying the two options are Katy Perry or mom.
Well, Katy wasn't available.
I know, but those are your two options.
Yes, that's how he finds solace. He doesn't have a lot of people
in his
life.
10 on one scale and 10 on the other scale.
That's right. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Oh, before I do, quick, it is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are available. I want to let you know what's up. The Suburbs by Arcade Fire.
Get that. It's good.
Available today. A new album by Squeeze, which you don't see every day. Spot the Difference is the name of that. Rated R, the deluxe edition by Queens of the Stone Age, also available. In DVDs, Kick-Ass, starring Nicolas Cage. A movie I enjoyed enormously. You can pick that up. The Ghost Rider with Ewan McGregor and Pierce Brosnan, also available today. Open House with Stephen Moyer, Anna Paquin, and Rachel Blanchard. And Piranha, the legendary classic from the 70s. We talked about that earlier today, starring Bradford Dillman by Roger Corman, is also available, so you can check that out. Today's celebrity birthdays, Evangeline Lilly is 31 years old today. Our buddy from TMZ, Dax Holt, celebrates his 28th birthday. James Hetfield of Metallica celebrates 47 years. John C. McGinley from Scrubs is 51. John Landis, talented director, is 60 years old. Martin Sheen is 70. Martha Stewart is 69. And singer Tony Bennett is 84 years old today.
I can have a hard time remembering when Tony Bennett wasn't 84.
He's been 84 my whole life.
That's a long, long time he's been 84. His toupee, however, is 8. So he's got that going for him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have more tickets for Dodger Day. We're going to talk about neighbors and noise. Neighbors and noise problems. You've been in a fight with your neighbors. Ooh, I've had that problem. Ralph's had that problem.
Yep.
Guy just got arrested for using an air horn because of their damn hippie music.
I have a horn!
as they drug him away.
We are also going to tell you about a Miss Chubby contest.
They give you chubbies? They're so hot?
Nope.
Oh. Badman cast.
That's not it. And we also have Forrest Griffin, by the way, on tomorrow morning's show.
Still got that wonky eye?
Yes.
That's Forrest Whitaker.
King of Uganda, whatever that is.
No.
King of Scotland,
Forrest,
whatever
Forrest Griffin Whitaker. Is a UFC fighter.
Different guy.
The guy from Family Guy?
No.
What we're talking about?
No, it's Peter Griffin.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know this guy.
Does he have a life on the D-list?
Kathy Griffin. This isn't funny anymore.
Like it was in the beginning?
That's all tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean show.
Not even funny anymore.
No, you're right about that. How about Cat Corbett with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including the brand new song just world premiered yesterday on K-Rock from Linkin Park. It is called The Catalyst. She'll have that for you in a couple of minutes. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nine Inch Nails, Incubus, Foo Fighters, and more straight ahead on K-Rock.
Lost River Lake. Terror, horror, death. Film it.